Good thing Johnny let the air go out.
It's getting fresh again, though.
It's going slow.
Johnny let the air out. We gonna have to air out. Out for the spells. Damn. We're gonna choose this one? We're going?
Yeah, we're good.
I bet.
I like to swing on my homies. Even if they don't know me, hey.
Hey.
Swinging on my homies and I'm fucking up your tripod, bitch. I'll fuck. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Eastside fuck. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you best believe if you fuck up another one of my tripods, I'm gonna put a bullet through your fucking head.
Oh, shit, Michelle.
Damn.
You a pussy.
I'm a pussy.
Hey. So when somebody asks you for a few drinks, how much do y'all bring? Cause Johnny brought us three. Coke Zeros. Three Coke Zeros. We all gotta share it.
Then you bring it next time.
Go on, Alfred.
I like to drink with the homie. Bring out the Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Johnny, you fucked up, bro.
I
brought a couple.
Yeah. Y'all gonna get it in a second.
Pass the cups.
Sip it in, pass it.
Just don't pass it to me, cause I'm not allowed to get drunk.
Damn.
No more. That's an insider.
Where you at, Tito?
We talking about the Coke Zero.
Oh,
but I don't see that shit. Where is it at, motherfucker? I'm on the down there. Boom.
Damn.
Waterfall.
And Johnny keeps cheating on his diet.
Cheating on his girl.
That's cap, bro. Yo, what the fuck, man?
We're leaving.
How is that okay?
We're leaving.
You thought that was equivalent? Yeah.
Last time I was here, Johnny told me he was gonna go on keto.
Yeah.
That shit was a lie, though.
Just like his diet.
Yeah. And my homie swung on me. And my homie swung on me.
Are we laughing? It's your boy Lalo.
It's your boy NFINITEDRE from the AM. Tell him I swing with my homie Z.
So Johnny, what's up?
It's your boy Gazelle.
And it's your boy Beto.
We got the homie back in the building for the 2-peat.
Let's go.
Alfred Robles, baby.
Alfred motherfucking Robles.
You're so used to this.
Hey, thank you guys very much, bro. My name is Alfred Robles. thank you for having me again, dog.
Thanks for asking to pull up food.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I fucking love it over here, bro. I like the way you guys, like the chairs and the way the setup makes everybody look fat, fool.
It does, though. Thank you.
I thought he was gonna say like, "Yo, the lawnmower in the back just brings like an extra."
Nah,
it brings the room together.
Shit. It makes us look fucking all pinchy doble.
Hey, that's fine because off camera I'm skinny. I swear.
It makes you look all like when you try to take a picture like a selfie and then the other camera comes out. I see some of those other
double chin and everything.
Oh, yeah.
My panza's out like this. Nah, bro, that shit don't fit, dog.
Wapo as fuck.
Yeah. Nah, the camera has 10 pounds, dog. Nah,
I wanted to get the promo out early. I mean, we're going to say it throughout the show, I feel, but. Alfred was gracious enough to let Johnny and Dreams have a spot on his show at the Improv on the 30th
tonight.
Oh shit!
I want to talk a little bit about that. How you think they're gonna do?
Like for reals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Be honest.
I think it's terrible.
Hey,
how do you want me to rank up? Like what? Like
no, nah, just be like
1 to 10. 10 being like fluffy, and 1 being
like be fluffy. It's just fucking.
How do people's time like first time usually go?
Well. I bombed, bro. My first time was horrible for me.
Great.
But I've heard other stories and other comics saying that they did good the first time.
Yeah, Ken Flores said that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of dudes that, I mean, Gabriel said that as well. Ken, and I know other people that say, the first time I went up, I fucking killed. Mm-hmm. But I've seen more people that bomb than fucking do good.
Yeah.
So I think these fools are going to be in the middle. I'll give them they're going to do like 8.
So they're gonna be mid.
That's it, yeah.
You fools are mid.
I'll take it.
You guys are mid. and that's how you sold them to the Ontario Improv. Yeah. I got homies, they're mid.
They're mid, bro. They're not middles, they're just mid, bro.
We're gonna make you look great, bro, by the end of the night.
We can't wait. We're gonna make you look
great. Alfred's gonna be like, fuck.
Thank God.
Hey, who brought these guys? Yeah.
Yo, but you guys may fucking surprise me. Wait, you fucking never know. That's why it's good. Comedy's good. You never know, bro.
Yeah, honestly, the way I'm going in with this confidence, I feel like you should be nervous because I think I'm gonna do a 10.
Yeah.
You gonna do a 10?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit a 10. I think my stories are funny.
You've never done.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like I'm going in confident, and if I bomb, I bomb. Fuck it. But yeah. I'm going in confident.
I feel the opposite.
As you should, fool.
Yeah,
I'm you don't want to go up fucking nervous.
No.
And then you got to remember, fool, that when you tell stories, you're telling stories to your homies.
And that's the thing I told them yesterday. Yeah. That's how I want to tell my stories. I don't want to tell stories like I'm doing stand-up or I'm fucking doing a fucking what the hell is it called, whatever it's called, just going up and talking and shit. I don't want to do all that bullshit. I feel like it's like we're getting pieces and we're just hanging out. That's how I want to tell my stories, because that's how they are. They're real stories,
bro. It's one of those, bro, it's easier said than done.
Now
you say all that shit, but cuando estás a asustar, güey.
I feel like the only thing that fucks me up is I fucking stutter. That's the only fucking problem. That's it might stop me from doing my joke. Yeah. So I'm not nervous about stuttering. I'm just
or it can add to your character too, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't want to be stuttering Johnny for my whole fucking career.
They're like, hey, where's that fool remix at, bro?
Hey, you should do a bit where you just keep stuttering for a whole minute.
Yeah. But if you do it, then you gotta rap.
I killed his last minute.
Dude, you should fucking just go up, like he said, go up there and just stutter, and I go out and hit you in the back of the head. He said, "Like keep that right." I fucking fixed this fool, bro.
Damn, that'd be fucking funny, bro.
Like a preacher and shit. Lo curado,
fool. He sat up there. Who's next?
Yeah.
So when a wheelchair pulls up, help me.
It's me in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then you touch me, I get up.
Oh shit!
Bro, that shit will be funny. You hit a that shit would be funny, dog. Hey, I'm down.
Hey, I don't know. I feel like my material, I haven't timed it yet, so I don't know how long it is yet. But
you better.
I'm gonna time it this week, but I feel like I have so many. Why show me my stories? I have a lot.
That shit's long, dog. Is that just one joke?
No, it's 12 of them. I have a fucked up life, so I have a bunch of funny ass shit.
For sure.
So dude, I have a bunch of short jokes, bullet points, everything.
Give us one quick fucking short joke, right, bro?
One short joke. Yeah. I have a joke that I'm gonna just say because all my homies be asking me if I'm nervous to do stand up. I'm super fucking nervous. I'm like, bro, I'm not nervous to do stand up. I'm nervous to fucking stand up. My fat ass is gonna be up there for 8 fucking minutes, dog. Yeah. And I know that there's a fucking stool there, and I don't know if I'm allowed to use it. I'm afraid to break it, but I think I'm fucking down to just fucking do. The shit I'm gonna do is sit down up instead, because that's what I'm fucking doing. That's what I'm fucking doing, dog.
Yeah.
8 minutes standing up? Come on, dog. Chill.
That was about 15 seconds. Right. You still got
keep going, dog. Nah, that's a bullet point.
You got 7 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's one of my throwaways.
Are you gonna use one of the Rateros one or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. That shit's funny to me. You don't have to say it right now.
The Raperos or Rateros?
No, Rateros.
Oh, okay, okay.
So shit about his mom.
Yeah. Your mom was racist. So, yeah.
So, you know. I feel like every Mexican mom is, dog.
And that's what I
have. Homophobic, for sure.
Yeah. It's crazy how they are, aren't they?
Facts. Yeah. My mom be like, son mis amigos, pero nomás. Yeah. No lo que Dios
but
quiere.
I don't trust them.
Like what?
But I don't trust them. Not in my house.
Dime con quién andas y te digo quién eres, man.
That's not me, mom.
Yeah.
The homies are fast.
So. Yeah, my mom's gonna be with Hitler, dog. That's their whole homie group.
I had a homie named Hitler, dog. He was a paisa from
really?
Guerrero, and he said that was a popular name over there, but they spell it with a J. Hitler.
Nah, there's no way.
Yeah, what bro. Hitler Camacho's his name. Was his name because he passed away.
Oh, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
the homie Hitler.
Why are you laughing at Hitler, fool?
Hitler, wait.
I had a homie that was Mexican, but he was dark as fuck, and they called him Cuervo, dog. I don't think this is.
Oh, I remember that fool. That fool was ugly, way.
Cuervo or Cuervo?
Cuervo, dog.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, it's
bro, that fool is.
That's fucked.
Hopefully, he's not listening to this, but he was that filled way, pobrecillo. You know, one of those people when they walk in and you're like, fuck.
Well, that's why. Because people would walk in and people would do like a Cuervo. They'd go,
one of those fools that you gotta describe before he comes up. Hey, bro, yeah. The homies come back. Yeah. Just yeah. So you know, just so you know, bro. Yeah. But he's a good guy.
Just don't look at the eye. He's not gonna look at you,
yeah. Bro. I had a Theo, bro, back in the days, and he had the fucking the eyelids. How you say them in Spanish? The pop pop.
Oh, I don't fucking
papillas
know.
Papillas or whatever.
Popote.
He had they're
all the ones that are out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The top of your eye.
Eyelids.
Yeah. So this fool, he was an older dude, and he had on like big, bro, and they used to like drag, and they put tape on this fool's eyes, bro. So imagine a little kid going to go visit your tío. And you know how Mexican parents are, fool. No te dicen nada, güey. They just tell you, no, veas a tu tío mucho, güey. You know, and they don't tell you why. You know, no te la quedes viendo, and fucking, and I fucking get to my uncle. What the fuck?
Hey, bro, you know,
like the staring champ.
When you're a little kid too, yeah. you don't have no filter.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Like, ¿qué te pasó? You know, yeah.
And that was all nice and shit. Like, hey, you want a piece though? Bro,
he was watching TV, and then in my head, I was a little kid. I'm like, whatever he's watching must be good. The fool doesn't want to blink, dog.
Bro, I had like a same experience when I was little. My mom, we were at fucking Walmart. We were just like in the aisles and shit. And my mom's like, don't stare at the guy behind us. Oh, of course, I'm like seven.
Yeah.
I'm the first thing I'm gonna. She said in Spanish, though. It's like, yeah. No, why ask me that? No, and don't start. And I turn around, and it's like a guy that has like the stick out of him. Uh-huh. And I was like,
oh, like a smoker?
Yeah, so I was hearing like a robotic voice, and I was a kid, and I was just like, what the fuck is that?
Computer!
Yeah, and like, he turned.
Is that people?
Yeah, he was just. I turned around, and I'm just like staring, bro, just staring. And then my mom obviously just. On the back of the head, because a guy just over there is like, I would like to buy. And I would just like, I was just like, what the fuck?
They're selling chocolate.
Yeah. He's just over there talking to his person too, and I was just like, what the fuck is? I was just like over there, and then I got hit in the head. And
that shit, kids will humble you too.
That shit what?
Kids will humble you too. Oh, like, yeah, they got no filter, so you'll be walking away like, está bien gordo.
Está bien gordo.
Shut your ass up, little kid. I'll beat your ass.
I remember that I met my uncle when I was like 6 or 7. I was little, and I still didn't know what the fuck was going on. And my mom didn't. She didn't fucking explain shit either. And she had me meet my uncle and tell me why my uncle pulls up with chanclas and a wig, bro, and tits. And I'm like, and a mustache, bro. And
he's like,
hola, amigo, soy tu tío. And I'm like, what the
hey, fuck? But did he have tits? Que estaba gordo, wey, or no, he just had them done?
Yes, he had them done. And I was like, onta mi tío. Like, fuck?
My tía's here.
Soy tu tío y tu tía.
Yeah, he said that. He's like, yo soy tu tío y tu tía, amigo. And he gave me a kiss. I'm like, bro, I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, en la
so
boca?
Was no, like, so was he.
You were hard as fuck. Didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Dude, you're right, though. But kids will humble you fucking quick, bro. Like, I'm a big wrestling fan, fool. And then I'm a paisa still, dog. So I always said Hulk Hogan. I always pronounce his name wrong. Yeah. Growing up, I used to say Hulk Hogan. Like a fucking bird, bro. Yeah, that was this little white kid. He goes, who's your favorite wrestler? Hulk Hogan. Who the fuck is Hulk Hogan? Yeah, like, you don't know him?
Let me tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something, bro.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah.
I still say that. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I never said pizza, though, fool.
For bro. Real?
No, hey, no. I said Hulk Hogan.
We can end it off for real. No, I'm trying to relate. I'm not. Yeah. You fucking stupid.
No, I've heard people say pizza, but I was never the pizza guy, though, fool.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the pizza guy. Hey.
La Little Caesar?
La Little Caesar. Yeah. I said Hulk Hogan. I would say fucking Mines with an S.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Mines. I will say that. Let's see what else. There's a couple of
you ones. Ever had like a one that would like for example, they just give up and they'd call it something completely different. Like my grandpa, he couldn't say Burger King because he couldn't pronounce burger. So I would be like, hey, we're gonna go to the Benny King. I'm like, who the fuck is that? What the fuck? Who the fuck is Benny King, dog? And little did I know, I was getting a Whopper. But
when I was in second grade, I didn't know stuff either because, you know, like my
second grade.
Nah, my parents only speak Spanish, right?
Yeah.
And my teacher had me stand up and they're like, oh, describe the elephant. And, you know, the elephant has like arrugas on his fucking feet.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to say that in English. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, the elephant has rugs. And everybody started fucking laughing at me. It was like, rugs? The elephant has rugs? What is that? And I was like, fuck.
Yeah. I hate you guys.
It's arrugas.
That reminds me of our little cousin too. I guess she didn't know how to say diarrhea in English, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but... And our tios and tias, they don't speak English. So they went to the doctor. They had like a really bad case of diarrhea. And my little cousin, like, well, my tia is like telling her, like, dile que tengo chorro, like, tengo diarrea, dile al doctor, y no sé por qué. Mm-hmm. And then my cousin goes, my mom says she has a choration. And the doctor's like, what? Choration? Yeah. She has choration in her. Yeah. It hurts.
Choration.
That same cousin just recently, her mom got something in the mail, and she's like, oh, read it for me, translate it. And she's like, oh my God, la migra va a venir por ti. And she was like, what? No, like, are you sure? And she asked, like, her niece. Uh-huh. And she's like, no, sí, dice que la migra va a venir por ti. So they call my dad.
The youngest
and
shit.
My dad goes and translates it. And they're like, this is just fucking a bill for the light.
Edison's coming for Edison, you, mom.
It's funny when older people fuck up, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, when my mom be fucking up, I never correct my mom, bro. Like, I let her be. Like, if she says, if she fucks something up, I don't tell her. Nah, see, no, it's mom. Like, my mom, homeless. She doesn't say homeless. She says homies. Yeah. Hay muchos homies ahí nomás todos tirados, todos sucios.
It's funnier that way. Yeah,
it's funnier. Ahí están los homies tirados en el piso. Se duermen los homies ahí. Pinches homies. Pinches
homies. Is it funnier for the bit, or is it just like, I don't want to correct my mom?
I don't want to correct my mom, bro. Fuck. She's a fuck up to everybody. That's
hey, but they'll correct you real fucking
No, they'll right away. My mama always fucking corrects you. 81 años, güey, she's already correcting my ass, bro.
Like, what, in Spanish words?
Yeah, so I fuck up Spanish stuff, man.
Bro. What's the word that's like hardest for you?
In Spanish?
Yeah.
Fuck. A lot of them, way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is there one like you always hear it, and but like you can't remember it when it's time for you to say it?
Participate. Oh. But participar. Yeah, it's always hard for me. Like, hard. You know? Yeah.
Nah, for you could tell too when you're not at that level of Spanish when you're in fucking Mexico.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm pretty fluent. But when you're speaking Spanish to them, te trabas and shit. You're like, you're doing that shit because you're trying to think of the word. Like, you literally translate it from English to Spanish in your head sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like those fools, like, you're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, no, this is Spanish. Like, that's part of my fucking material. It's like out here, you feel fucking like.
Damn, we're gonna give away your whole set.
But like out there, I'll fucking feel like, what the fuck? No, this is Spanish. Like, I'm fucking lost. Like, it's just words that they use every day that we don't fucking use.
It's like scientific words, bro.
Like
for sometimes example, they be speaking like in scientific ass terms, bro.
Bro, what the fuck? Even my dad, my dad speaks Spanish. That's his first language. And he'll struggle to say, like, estoy orgulloso de ti, te quiero mucho.
Calm down, papa.
Te amo. Like, shit, like, it's really hard for him.
Hey, you know what's fucking crazy, bro? Do you know how they say, like, especially here in California, they say a lot of Mexicans don't have dads.
Yeah.
And you know what's fucking crazy? That the people from Mexico, they have their dads, way.
Yeah.
The kids from Mexico have dads. Just the Mexicans over here, no tienen papas, way.
Because we can't all get over here, dog. They all get caught on the way.
Or they just leave back. No, way. I'm going to go back, way.
Yeah, nah, that's fucking crazy.
No, like, sure, like my fucking mom, well, like my parents say parcadero. Like, that's not even.
Parcadero, like to park?
Yeah, there's el parking. I was like, that's not. What is, and out there I said parking, and they look at me, well, that was fucking stupid.
I always do that with mopping. I say mopear.
I say mopear too.
But mopear is not a word.
It's trapear.
It's trapear, huh?
Yeah.
Like, but like, yeah. I tell that, or,
and you're supposed to say, how do you say, what do you call it though, the mop in Spanish?
Trap house.
Mopstation.
Yeah. I heard somebody say la escobadora.
It's like, that's a broom.
Why y'all just adding fucking words to shit? Yeah. It's like escoba, way.
Yeah, we just be making up shit, bro. That ass.
The broomation.
I remember when I was younger too. Way, I don't know if you guys said it growing up. Like when you used to hit somebody, you used to say, "Fuck, I popped that fool, bro."
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, you know. And then I was
talking, I popped some fool ass.
And I was trying to say it in Spanish, and I was like, "Fuck, lo popié." What? Ese güey lo popié, güey.
I popped that fool.
Nah, and then there's some words in English that I don't even change. I just change how I pronounce it. Like, I didn't know, like, straw. Like, so I would say, like, I would just say stroll. So, but it's still like
you just beaner it up.
Yeah,
when the pronunciation
put some hot sauce on that bitch.
Well, I'll do that shit when I'm hanging out with hella just straight up Spanish speakers. I'll start beanering it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever done that shit. Where, like, even your accent starts to change a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I remember one time I was kicking it with the Colombian homie. Uh-huh. Fool, and I started, like, I don't know why, but after like an hour of just being with them, I started like saying shit that they were saying.
Uh-huh.
I don't parcero, and like, but like with their accent. And then
started dealing coke.
And then I caught myself. I'm like, why am I doing this shit? But it's just because like they were talking Spanish the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just trying to like, I don't know, adapt.
But what did you say, parcero?
Parcero.
Is like, it like to the fucking to the hill? El cerro, güey? No.
Parcero. It's like cerro. It's like who?
It's like saying,
oh, it's like way.
Yeah, it's like way, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, what do the Salvadorians use?
Vos.
Vos.
Vos. Vosotros. Vos. I don't know. Is it the same shit? Vos and vosotros?
I think so.
Just cut it down.
I thought vosotros was like terminology.
That's Spain.
Hey, like, what do you like? Let's just say you go to the doctor's way and they give you that fucking thing and you take it to the clinica to get your medicine. Yeah. What do you call that shit?
Old as fuck. I don't know.
Antibiotics?
No. Painter? No, it's like a little note. You know how they give you the note to get your medicine?
The prescription.
Yeah. Prescription, bro. Yeah. But how do you say it in English?
Prescription.
Yeah, so I used to fuck up and I used to say subscription. Yeah. Oh, I bought my mom's subscription. Like, what the fuck?
Awesome Netflix shit? You're like, damn.
Yeah, right?
Charging her monthly and shit.
I'm hella subbed here.
Yeah.
Yo, so I don't know if we're recording or we're talking about my homie. His name, rest in peace, bro. His name was Hitler.
It was with this Jay Hitler,
and he was telling me a story. And he's the type of dude, bro, that, you know, a lot of paisas, way, when they're funny just talking, fool.
Oh, yeah.
And he was telling us a story how he used to go to the massage parlors, like, he used to go to the massage parlors, and then he goes, no, primo, y que si no miras un sign que dice Acapuri, es que no cogen. Tiene que ver sign que dice Acapuri, güey. Si no miras Acapuri, no cogen. And I was like, primo, pues, ¿qué es Acapuri, güey? Pues yo no sé, así lo leo yo, güey. That motherfucker didn't know how to say acupuncture, güey.
Yeah, I was saying it right
now. I'm like, Acapuri, like this. Yeah. Let me get mad at you, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Do Mexicans do acupuncture?
I don't fucking know.
No?
Like, Mexicans do a lot of
work. Yeah, there's science.
We've been doing like, it's brujería, mijo. No hagas esas
cosas.
That's
the thing, too. Everything's brujería, bro. I couldn't watch Pokemon and shit because they were like, ah, fool, that's el demonios and shit. Like, I couldn't watch that shit.
Your mom actually thought that shit?
She genuinely thought that shit. Because she used to go to church. She was a little church fucking freak, bro.
Hey, was your mom a
little church freak?
Was she Catholic?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Hella Catholic, bro. Like, for a cool ass minute, too. And then, you know, she started drinking it and fell off. But she was on a good run.
I feel like
it was like Tom Brady, fool.
Huh? I feel like everybody's parents do that, where they just go on a whole, like, church thing. They're all like, oh, shit.
For a while.
I'm waiting for my mom to stop doing that way. She's still like that, dog. Yeah.
I think as they get older, too, they get more religious, no?
Yeah, like my mom, I was telling her about the fucking shit that's going to hit tomorrow. Pero todavía voy a ir a misa, mijo. I'm like, mom, what the fuck?
You're about to meet that fool in person, dog. You're going to do a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Me and Jesus. She sent you pictures with Jesus.
Yeah. No llegué, mijo. No llegué.
Chalino was there, fool.
That shit's only hitting California, right? Or...
Only, oh, where is it? No, we're in California.
I'm supposed
to start in Mexico and then come up here to California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So for those who don't fucking live close to us, this fucking tropical storm occur tomorrow. Is it to start tonight or...
Supposedly tonight.
Tonight.
And early tomorrow, maybe.
Vergas.
So if you guys don't hear this, then we made it.
Yeah.
We're good.
We were going to be doing August 30th with Alfred Robles.
We were gonna get our start, but yeah, I guess, bro, you gotta wait till Africa comes back.
Okay, I'm not letting a hurricane take me out, though.
Hey, what would you tell the okay, let's just say it's gonna hit tomorrow and it's gonna hit hard, fool.
That's embarrassing.
And what would you tell the girl that got away?
Oh.
Or anybody that got away? Not your girl. The one that got away.
You take your ex and shit?
My girl. Dale, you're leaving the voicemail, bro.
Go.
How are you gonna leave it?
My girl listens to this. I got you, though.
Go.
You die tomorrow.
The one that got away, bro. Dale, wait.
That's fucking
my girl never got away, though.
Yeah, I can save.
Yeah. Nah, I'll be like, you know what? I hope this hurricane sweeps me away how you swept me off my feet.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the winds, bro. And I was thinking about how you used to wind me up all the time, girl. What's up? Like, bro, I thought about my...
I'm thinking that this hurricane's gonna fucking drown all of us, like how I used to get drowned in your pussy.
Yeah. Honestly, you live in San Diego, bitch. Who's gonna hit you first?
That's the one that got away.
I'm gonna see you next, baby.
Everybody keeps talking about the eye of the tornado. I mean, of the hurricane. And I just
the tornado. Damn.
Everybody just keeps talking about the eye of the hurricane. It just reminds me how me and you couldn't see eye to eye too.
Honestly, the hurricane's gonna be a category 6, but I always thought you. Saw you as a category 10.
Damn.
Oh, wait, my girl listens to this.
Hey, W-Riz though. W-Riz.
I'm going crazy. Yeah,
the fires in Maui just reminded me about how I used to keep my crotch on fire from that STD.
Damn.
I miss you. Come back.
The one that got away. The one that got away from this fool was at Hong Kong, bro.
Yeah.
Would you do?
I knew that bump wasn't just acne, dog. I just knew it. What?
Would you do? Would you go to a massage parlor? You think?
I don't know, bro. That seems kind of like that seems kind of zesty, bro. I don't know.
Hey, do you think that's like, cheating, way?
Yeah, but
my girl does.
Oh, you know what?
And but, all that counts.
But I'm gonna do it anyway. For me. Nah, it's because I'm ticklish.
My girl doesn't want me to have any fun.
I'm ticklish, bro. If I get a dude and that puts his dick on my back. You like that, fool?
The fools will be laughing.
Yeah, it's that's my pronouns.
It's Donnie's uncle.
Hey, that's my tia.
Bro, she chotas though, right?
Rack.
Big ass nipples.
With a mustache is crazy.
Bro, it's weird when you get lipstick and fucking mustache brushing up on your
time, bro. Hell yeah, dog.
But you said you're ticklish from a massage parlor. You're getting your dick sucked. You're not getting fucking tickled feet, bro.
How about a massage?
Give me a massage first, man. That's
I don't just think they suck bit. Dick, do they?
Just put it in your mouth a little bit. Like.
I just saw a video like 2 days ago that someone snitched out of a massage parlor. He was recording the massage parlor. He's like, everybody, attention. Don't come to this massage parlor. They try to touch my dick. And then the cops are right there arresting the Asian lady.
Fuck that fool, bro.
And here's my thing is, who is that harming? They're trying. They want to do it. They're like, it's a hustle for them.
Well, no, I've heard that sometimes they're forced into it. That's the thing. I've heard that.
Yeah. So that got sad.
Why you fuck up the
Well, they forced me. Well, they forced me to pay. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not going. I just said I've heard.
You know who they're harming? Our ladies, way.
Yeah.
They don't gotta know though.
Well, that's true.
She'll find out. She'll be like, why it smell different? Yeah. Why it smell like combo A?
Okay,
so then I don't remember like hold on real quick, back to the hurricane shit. I don't remember a time when like a hurricane was ever gonna hit some like California like that.
Not they said like 80. It's been like over 80 years.
But we had a tornado in LA, no? Like recently, like a few months ago.
But that's a tornado.
Yeah.
We're talking about hurricanes.
Pay attention.
Wasn't there a tsunami in like
in Japan in 2007?
Is there fires in Maui right now?
Yeah.
That's the
wasn't there a recession in 2007?
That's the point you're taking a stand, though, Ralph.
Bro, I'm fucking thinking about this for now.
What I'm saying is I've never heard like crazy shit like that ever happen out here. Like when you hear that shit happen, you're like, what the fuck's going on with
it's always poor ass Florida, bro. And people don't move. It must be dope there because
if we're getting a hurricane here, Florida should get a fucking earthquake.
Imagine we get the hurricane and the earthquake fall.
The big one at the same time.
No way.
All right.
That's embarrassing, bro. Like I'm not gonna get taken up in a hurricane. It's just embarrassing.
Or an earthquake sounds better that way.
Yeah, bro. Like some fucking bitches fell on top of me. Some fat ass bitches fell on top of me. Suffocating me to death.
I think I'm fine with the hurricane. I'm not going on.
Cost of death, obesity. It wasn't mine.
I'm planted to the ground. That hurricane's not fucking taking me at all, dog. I'm chilling. I'm going to just sit down in this chair.
We just going to hold on to you, huh?
Everybody
grab a fold.
Grab John's ankles, bro. We're about to live.
Chilling.
Yeah. Hey, bro. If nothing happens, I'll be mad too, dog.
Really?
I'm over here fucking buying water and canned food. For another
It's like COVID going on.
I was doing that anyway, dog. I'm just poor. What the fuck?
shit, the Pop Tarts is still gonna be there.
Hopefully. Fucking up on toilet paper, bro. Fuck it.
Right?
Remember COVID? You never know. That shit was fucking, everybody just went crazy for toilet paper.
Yeah.
That shit never went out of stock. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. Actually, it went out of stock because they kept fucking buying it.
Yeah.
Like imagine though, the hurricane comes and you're stuck, like something falls on you, and all you got next to you is your dog's pedigree. Your dog's
good
can.
Thing you stocked, good thing you stocked up on it and shit.
Like my mom, she was all like, mijo, pon gas en el carro porque si pega duro, ya no va a haber gasolina. I'm like, fuck.
Right. You're right. Oh,
fuck. There's always gasolina in here, mom. You played some Daddy Yankee.
It's a good thing we have a submarine, huh, mom? Yeah. Because we're not able to drive the fucking car. The fuck?
How bad is it even supposed to be? Like,
is they said it's supposed to be a fucking 5 or 6. It's
no, by the time it hits here, it's supposed to be a category 1. Yeah.
What the fuck?
We get the weak shit, fool.
Ah, that's some pussy shit.
So we still gotta go to work.
Look, but we're not built for that shit.
No, we're not.
It's gonna tear us apart, fool. Yeah. Like, remember when it started raining crazy in Texas? Like, all their houses were fucking falling apart.
They're melting.
Yeah.
Shout out Texas, though.
Shout out Texas.
Yeah. This fool goes, low key, we were not built for this. We're gonna tear this apart. I feel like that's what he tells girls, wait. Hey, that's our baby, low key, baby. I'm gonna tear this apart right here, baby.
And then disappoint? Fucking crazy.
Yeah, you should have saw me last week. I was a category 5, baby.
But I went through San Diego.
It's a scenic route here.
Isn't it crazy to think though, like there is a girl out there that you disappointed?
Yeah.
And she's probably telling all her homegirls, like,
oh, there's tons of them.
Sorry, babe. There's
tons of them.
No.
Sorry, babe.
Matter of fact, I think there's like a Yelp review page for my shit, bro. And it's all like 1 stars and shit. Like,
imagine there was a website that could rate you.
Yeah. There is.
Dude, there is. Really? Fuck, I don't know. If there's not, let's start the app. Fool, fuck.
Let's do it. Hey, fuck it. Let's hit up Bezos right now.
What would you call it, though?
Fuck me. Oh, yeah.
I'm buying the ad promotion so I get my likes up, too.
Damn.
Fuck that.
Like TikTok and shit?
That's what I'm
gonna do. Yeah. RateMyCock.com.
RateMyCock.com.
Hey, what's up with the Dodgers, fool? Why are they getting digged down?
What are they gonna? What?
Why are they getting digged down? I just
bro, we won 11 games in a row, fool.
Yeah, shut the fuck
I haven't been paying attention, bro.
I'm casual
as fan, bro. But then they lose to like the Mariners or shit.
No, we lost to the Marlins yesterday.
Oh, there we go, yeah, Marlins, bro. Damn, are they even a good team like that?
Nah, wait, but
aren't they from Miami?
They're from Miami, dog.
So we're getting fucked by Florida no matter what.
Two hurricanes. But I feel like since they won 11 games in a row, they're all like, ah, let's take a week off because the hurricane's coming. Let's buy shit. You know, they're preparing, fool.
They're preparing.
They got their Coke Zeros.
Yeah, they got the Coke Zeros, man. Fucking couple.
Hey, you want a Coke Zero, by the way?
Anyway, but you
got a funnel over there.
You're a diehard fan, right?
Yeah.
Pero son un chingo de juegos. Do you actually watch all of them or
do you skip a few? I go to a lot of games, way, and I watch a lot of games. If I'm at home, I watch games. If I'm on the road and I remember, I watch games on my phone too, way.
Damn.
Baseball to me is my number one sport, fool.
Yeah, because I fuck with it, but I can't dive into it.
I don't understand.
Because there's too many fucking games. That's the only thing that holds me back, because I love baseball too. Like, whenever I'm watching, I'm like, this is dope.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I just get it. Like, you know how people say, like, oh, it's fucking boring? Nah, I fuck with it. Especially when the finals are around too and shit, the World Series.
Yeah. Don't say finals again.
Playoffs.
Sorry, bro. Hey, you know the NBA, Super Bowl's NBA. Around, fool.
Yeah.
Nah, but
that shit is lit, though.
It does, bro. And that's why I like it, dude, because it's football starts in September and it ends in January.
Yeah.
Fucking baseball starts in late March and it ends like October, fool. Yeah. So I think it's better. It's more like
spread out.
The season's a little bit longer.
But then the off season too is long as fuck, I feel, for baseball. That shit takes forever.
Well, yeah, it's so the World Series, it could go like till November, the beginning of November, and then it starts back in March.
Yeah,
So that's not too far away.
You know who like never gets a break is basketball players, though.
Soccer, fool.
Soccer's your
soccer, soccer too, yeah. Soccer.
Soccer just chills like a month, like a few weeks, like in December, and then just for like Christmas, and that's it.
And even
like,
some of them have friendlies anyways.
Yeah.
How many games are in baseball?
100 and it's 62.
Oh, no, that's way more than basketball, bro. Basketball's like 80.
Yeah, then football is only 17. Wait.
Yeah, can you imagine if they had 52 weeks?
Because the Dodgers, I mean, the baseball, you can have like up to like 3 games a week, right? Or more.
Yeah, no, more, bro. Because I remember the Dodgers played 10 games in a row, fool.
Vergas.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah, can you imagine if fucking football players played like 3 games a week? That motherfucker has CTE a la madre, bro.
Right?
Those wouldn't be able to read for shit, bro.
So when
all the family deaths and shit.
So when the fuck do they train? Just off season? That's all they have, really?
The baseball players?
Yeah.
They had an off season, fool.
And that's it? Or like, do they get like to like a couple days in or
Well, they have days off.
Yeah, because yeah. I know they got them spaced out, but I'm assuming they're resting their arms and stuff.
Yeah, because there's games that's like.
Well, a pitcher, the starting pitcher pitches. They take 5 games off.
They have to.
Well, not they don't have to. Because there's sometimes where they like somebody gets hurt and they have like 3 games or 4 games off, bro. But the majority it's 5 games off.
And
it's only the starting pitcher. Like the reliever comes, like they could play like every game, but they only pitch 1 inning, so it's quicker way.
You didn't try to get in baseball and shit like as a kid? Or?
Nah, bro.
Were you not into it, baseball?
I sucked, and my dad took my neighbor. That fool was better than me, though.
But, I would do the same shit, though.
Yeah, fool. Yeah. That fool betted on him, not on me, dog.
Damn.
Look at you now.
Yeah, still sucking, dog.
His neighbor's in the league and shit.
Yeah, bro.
He shouts out your dad.
Yeah.
Then he was always there for me.
Hey, shout out to Alfred's dad, bro. Yeah.
He's Puig.
Yeah, that was season 2.
That fool took me to practice when nobody else would.
You're stuck at school? Yeah. Like, fuck,
in the
dude.
Rain?
Yeah.
Hey, your dad's a nice guy. Fuck you.
The baseball's game is going on.
Your neighbor was Ohtani.
You know what I always wanted to ask you?
No, he was right, though. Yeah,
wanted to ask you, since, like, you know, in baseball, I always want to ask everyone this, but in baseball, how everyone has, like, a walkout, like, theme and shit.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's like, I always wanted, like, what would be your walkout song? Like, it doesn't have to be in baseball. Like, you can imagine yourself in any other sport.
Wrestling.
But hold up.
Yeah.
He's lit.
What's his face's name? Has the best one with the trumpets, right? He has the best one.
Oh, yeah. No. The guy from the Mets. He has he has Timmy Trumpets, that song Narcos.
He comes out, bro. Everyone gets lit.
You know what's funny? That's my intro song to my shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You did intro music?
Wait, you did it first?
What's that?
You did it first before?
No, I got it off from that fool.
Who bit my style?
I got it off from him, and then he got it off that fucking movie that movie with the train. With
this one?
Yeah, start that one right there.
Play, bro, we gotta watch the walkout. Put the video. Cause he comes out slow as fuck.
But Lalo, play it on your phone.
Oh, you wanna play it?
Yeah.
Well, manda.
There's a walkout though. What do you mean, like?
Like he walks out from the dugout to
like
home plate.
Slow motion and shit.
Yeah. Like the reliever.
It's not slow motion, but
no, he'll do it like a little he'll do like a little jog up, and then he starts to like.
You gotta give the cameraman his credit though too, because he knew like this shit's badass. I'm gonna start filming from the fucking dugout, like, or do they just do that like anyway?
Maybe he told them.
No, maybe in the beginning it didn't like fucking hit as much.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's one of those where it caught on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think like I remember like. The San Francisco Giants, they had a pitcher named Sergio Romo, and he was a reliever, and that fool used to come out to fucking El Mechon. Mama, El Mechon.
Yeah.
And everybody used to go fucking crazy.
There's beaters in the stands for sure.
Yeah, dog. That shit hit hard, dude.
Yeah, unless in an away game.
You guys want to hear it? You guys want to hear it?
Dale, wait.
A ver.
Wait. Take center stage as Edwin Diaz gets ready to come in.
We got to get a TV in here.
For a save.
Yeah, that shit's off cinematic.
Just watch it. Just imagine.
He knows. He's seen it like a thousand times.
Nah, I'll be on my way to. This fool's walking out like it's 300 and shit.
Yeah, it has that vibe, bro.
Sparta. Oh, that's hard.
Meanwhile, I'm beastled in the crowd like.
That's fucking lit.
And they started from behind and shit, like following this fool while he's walking to the dugout.
Yeah.
Everybody ready for that shit.
Hell yeah. I feel like you gotta rip your shirt off right there.
Yeah,
dude. So last year they made it to the playoffs, and he's not a starting pitcher. He's a closer.
He's not even
a closer. No, he's the closer. Fool. Yeah.
Which is so low-key more pressure.
So that dude, the fucking Timmy Trumpet dude, from the song. Yeah. He was there. He went to New York and he was ready, fool.
Yeah.
For that fool to come out.
That's hard.
And that fool didn't even make it because they got their ass kicked. So they didn't even put that fucking pitcher.
made the trip for nothing.
Yeah. Uncle made the trip for nothing, dog. Damn. And he's hurt this year, so he's out for the whole year.
Damn. So somebody else got. So okay. Somebody else got to step up. Following your question,
what would be your song then? Like you get to choose like your
that
own.
One, dog.
It would
that
be that
one.
One.
That one. Yeah. That one.
Oh, you can't rip it though. If you had to pick another one.
Yeah, pick another one.
Yeah, because if you start,
it gotta be your signature song.
Shit, everyone's gonna be like, "What the fuck? Gasolina?
Nah."
You gotta come out shaking ass.
He's twerking. Some ice spice.
Think, now you know what?
Give him time to think. What would be your?
Black skinhead from Kanye West.
Oh shit! Let's hear it.
That's hard as fuck. He'll play right now.
Yeah. From the beginning, bro. It just fucking.
I'm trying to think.
What about you guys?
Damn. Pass me the ox. Pass me the ox afterwards. Cause low key, my shit's hard in my head, but I want to see how it feels.
Yeah. I feel like mine would be a bit.
Yeah.
Wait, so do they all get to choose a song to come out to?
No, only the reliever. That's Black Skinhead?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It's the music video for sure, though. We always got unnecessary shit in the beginning.
Yeah. I'm all like, cause that doesn't sound like that, bro.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Oh, that's
hard.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right here, look at it.
Yeah, you have to. If it has that little bounce to it, that what is that, 140? 140 BPM?
Hey, I just thought of this though, like especially with like the trumpets and shit, or even this, right?
How would your walk be? For my theme song. How would your walk be?
I don't know.
You crip walk to the plate?
What are you wearing that day, man?
What kind of chonies you have on, boo? You start crib walking to the clay like.
Hey, but I'm thinking though, it's like all this fucking like the trumpet, and then like let's say Alfred walks all that just to fucking he pitches like three home runs. he walks three guys.
Bro, imagine fucking just coming out ass. Fucking badass, bro, fucking with the robe and shit, and then bombing. Tanto
perro. That's how it was with Deontay Wilder when he fucking wore that ring. Yeah. And then
what did he wear? I don't remember.
He wore that big ass fucking.
It was all
crown,
heavy, right?
Heavy ass armor, and he walked to the ring, bro. So
when
he fought Tyson Fury, and then that fool gets knocked out, bro.
Nah, but it's Fury.
And then that fool blames the armor that he was wearing. Yeah. It says, by the time I got to the ring, I was gassed.
And then the second fight, he got his ass kicked again.
Yeah.
And that fool came out naked.
Fury has a weird ass style, but he fucking beats everybody the fuck up.
Even Wilder has a weird ass style.
That knockout shit, right?
Like, that's all he has is that power, bro.
That's all heavyweights, I think. They're like, nah. I'm not trying to box you for too long.
I'm trying to knock you the fuck out.
I feel like Andy Ruiz is more skilled than those
fuck
those.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua too, I think.
Andy Ruiz exposed that motherfucker, bro.
Anthony Joshua still has a lot of technique.
Anybody else think of a song?
You just get fucked
up. Yeah, I have one.
You think of one?
I have one.
You have your song?
No, handle.
Do you have your song?
I have two to choose from.
I have one. I have the four and out. I have it set up. So
go ahead.
This is the one.
I want you to do the walk too.
It's Joker and the Thief by Wolf Mother. Okay. I don't know if you
have this one. I was hoping nobody takes mine.
And what is this? Soccer or what?
Huh?
Like you're like in a soccer game you about to come out or what?
Baseball.
It's baseball?
This shit gets the crowd.
He's the closer, bro. That shit is hard.
Not right. Well, when the drums come in.
Standing at 5'9".
7.
Straight out of Fontana, California.
We also.
Weighing.
352.
What? 170, 170.
Yeah.
Hey, that fool's 5'9"?
With a record of 2 knockouts and 73 losses. We about to fucking lose. Forte Las Pilas presents.
We're down 17-0. I'm going to take it though.
Get him on.
And then I proceed to shit the bed. Yeah, but it was a cool walkout though.
Yeah, that was a good one, fool.
I like that one.
That was a good one. That was
give
a
it
good
to
one.
Johnny. Let's see
Johnny, go Johnny.
You know how I thought about it? Because I wanted that to be my WWE intro one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't
know. Johnny, what if you got to guess what is Johnny picking, fool?
It's Hippie Ian or some shit.
What the años tienes?
It's the bar. Is this the Chavo del Ocho theme song?
Can I put YouTube?
Yeah, you can put YouTube.
Okay. I was like, it's not on. This fool's gonna pick fucking In bro, and you know, out. That's what a hamburger.
My mom was still playing that shit. That's Cepillin shit, though.
Come to Baker's.
My mom was still playing that Cepillin shit, bro. I was already 19, yeah. Bro. Like, mom, cut it the fuck out.
They're like that, bro. They're like that.
No, eres mi bebé. Todavía eres mi bebé.
My mom still goes, tarangaranga.
My girls, yeah.
Hey, Johnny. Johnny, you play the Undertaker music, but everyone confuses it for the Taco Bell bell.
Why is my shit food?
Come on, Johnny, you know why.
What's this? The little whistle for the little Oompa Loompa to run.
He got your ass.
Got my ass. Hey, Ross, swing on you.
He has a Smurfs team.
This is mine.
Aw, you're a
Edge.
Dick.
That's Edge, no?
No, that's
Jeff Hardy.
Fuck you, Johnny.
Johnny walks out.
Let me expose Johnny really quick.
That'll be my shit, bro.
Nah, Johnny's fake, bro. Let me tell you.
From McDonald's, California.
Nah, let me tell you.
75 quarter pounder.
I told Johnny, because I had told him, I was like, hey, bro, when you do your stand-up, because I was at work and I was listening to music. I was like, hey, bro, when you do your stand-up, you should come out to La Sachi La Pizza because you love that song. He's like, oh, yeah, I think I am, right? I was like, oh, me? I think I'd come out to the Jeff Hardy song. And he just fucking put that fucking song.
That song.
Wait, do openers song. Even get a song?
We're going to get whatever you want, fool.
I wait.
I'm going to take that song.
We bring up on now?
I was like, you can do whatever you want if I get to pick it.
Yeah. I'm going to pick you.
All right, bro. Imagine you're in the tunnel, right?
Damn, what tunnel, holy though, fool?
Shit. You're just right here in the 210.
You're smuggling drugs for the cartel.
No. Imagine you're in the tunnel of a football stadium, bro. You and your team, they're about to fucking get smacked by the Rams, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just like
lose yourself.
They have a hard ass intro though, right? And you're in the tunnel. There's a bunch of people wearing helmets, right? Football game, right? Okay. And you just hear.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For the first time, it's going down history, baby.
And everybody's in the crowd like, they fucking suck. Yeah, and then everybody, there comes the flag, the goose carrying the flag.
We gotta stay.
Walk the fuck out, bro.
A streak of 0-8.
Boom. And then everybody gets shot.
I got one.
I gotta stay.
A bopper.
That's gonna be my music when I walk out from my wedding, bro.
Hey, you know what sucks? Fuck, here comes the bride. Is that we're not gonna be able to put it on YouTube,
What?
Right?
What?
Because of the music?
Yeah, you can.
You could?
Well,
but we're used to getting demonetized. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry, bro. We don't make no money off of this shit, bro.
Hey, we're here for the shits and giggles, man.
That's why we got sponsors. Oh, real quick, shout out our sponsors, Manscaped and G Fuel.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
When money starts sacrificing the product, we don't do that shit. Fuck that. We don't dilute the product.
I like, I can't wait for this fool song, dog.
Yeah, we don't use fentanyl on our shit.
This fool's been thinking for a while, dog.
I know.
This fool better be a banger, dog. Our shit was on the top of the head right away, fool.
Hey, Tito, you're last. You better have a banger.
You better have the best one over here, fool.
Yeah.
All right, just think of it. It's
no
like,
pressure.
All right, but me, I'm going to...
What's it for?
I'm in France.
Okay.
Imagine you're in France.
You're playing for the selection.
You just snaked your club.
No. You're in a modeling agency.
Oh, damn.
And you're on a runway for Victoria's Secret.
You're so sexy. Come on, everybody, and move your feet. Don't stop the beat. Can't stop.
Walk out music.
I won't stop the beat to go.
Hey, wait.
We're all like, you ate that shit, King.
The homies in the crowd.
That's my dog right there.
He's not gay.
Is Johnny Steele, Tia?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Where's my Tia?
Can you that way? I walk to him.
But don't play that music while you walk to him.
Hey, because up for the next merch drop, we'll use that song.
Yeah.
Facts.
Definitely. What if we did a fake runway walk?
I'm down.
Damn, fool.
You're down?
Yeah. Well, if you do it, though, we're going to have to do it in the 210.
Why, bitch?
That big ass walkway.
Hey, that walk was zesty as fuck, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the first time
I've done it? I was here for it, though, bro.
I was telling the homie Mike the other day that one time I was doing that shit as a bit, like to my mom.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, so my mom was, I put on her heels. I was like fucking 10 years old, right?
Oh, you put on heels too?
I put on heels. I did the whole thing. I had a fucking, like, one of her dresses and shit.
You could wrap up.
Just straight up fucking zest fest.
Is that what she would have?
Nah, bro. My mom's dying. Bro. I'm killing, bro. I'm crushing, bro. My sister's fucking on the floor just rolling. She's like, oh my God, this motherfucker is like George Lopez, bro.
He's been open for Robin Robles one day.
Bro, and then my dad
opened. The last day I saw my dad, guys.
Nah, bro. My dad gets home, bro, and he was like, and you would have saw that motherfucker saw a ghost, bro. I wonder what was going through his brain. I was like no, I'm just fucking around. Like, it's just a joke.
You have, like, the lipstick on? No. No.
The worst part is, like, we had hardwood floors, so I ran away. It was like, ding, ding, ding.
There's a horse in the house.
I was like, no, my nose.
You know, that night at the edge of the bay, he was just like,
he's like, what happened?
I wanted a daughter, but not this one.
What did I do wrong? I tried to do everything funny, I could. Though.
I put him in
construction. You know how they are?
Am I working him too hard?
Am I gay?
Yeah.
It's for me. I must be gay. Oh,
shit. You got one, Beto?
Oh, yeah, shit. He's ready. He's ready.
All right. Imagine I'm first draft pick for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, all right.
Not Bears.
A mid-ass team.
They're about to pick the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're at home waiting for the call.
Yeah. And you say Sha City.
It's a bopper, bro.
Sha City. Sha City.
I'm coming home again.
And the Chicago Bears for their first pick.
They roll you out.
You're not even from Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, that was weak, Wade.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Hey, but you're always injured. You're always injured, so you roll out like on a fucking bed. A hospital bed. He's a survivor.
Just wasn't loud enough.
From the Mingle. I like to
stand from that. Just wasn't loud enough.
It just wasn't loud enough.
Hey, wait, just like the Bears, you're 0-1, dog.
And they're calling him up from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Don't ever make me participate in this shit again, bro.
Straight from Kaiser Permanente. right out of his CAT scan and into the league.
Hey, Beto, I feel like you should use the other song you said, the Jeff Hardy one. You should use that one.
Hey, fuck you. You stole that shit from me.
Damn, fool.
That's a good song. I don't think it was hype enough, though, for the intro.
I bet you're going to say the same thing about the Bears.
But you started it too low. I think you started it way too low.
That's how I raised the volume, bro, but it's too late.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Hey, at least you tried. Yeah, bro. That's true. Just like the Bears.
Not Bears.
Hey, you know what? I was a Bears fan, fool.
Really?
Actually? Yeah. My older brother was a Bears fan, so I liked the Bears. Mm-hmm. But I always said, whatever team comes back to LA, I'm going to become a fan. So
yeah.
I've been a Rams fan since 2016.
Damn, your whole life? Your whole life?
Damn, you when, your whole life? Back, when they came back to LA, I became a fan, fool. Yeah. But I was a Bears fan.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like the Bears too, but I was just gay, fool, and I just like big Bears, fool, so
yeah.
So I was going through a hard time in my life, and so were they, but we got through it.
I've been a Chargers fan since fourth grade.
Yeah,
so
when you charged up,
when they were San Diego,
my first.
Hasn't seen them win shit since.
Yeah, yeah. You picked the wrong team, fool. It's fine.
Did you like someone else before the fifth grade?
No. It's always been. I remember I started getting into football because we did like flag football at school. Uh-huh. Like, pick a team, and like my brother, he liked the Chargers, and he got me into it. And I was like, oh, like, they're actually good. I like them. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like the underdogs. I was like, damn, like, one year they're gonna win. They have yet to fucking win. So I should be supporting
one day,
man.
Yeah,
they got a good team though. They got a few good. There's just that their fucking receiving corps can't stay healthy to save their damn life.
They have a good quarterback, Wayne.
Yeah, Herbert's a beast, and the running back too, Eckler.
Fantasy, a beast.
So they're saying that fool should be number one, right? In fantasy,
him or McCaffrey.
Mm.
Yeah, I think McCaffrey's going above him right now. But
I think McCaffrey gets hurt a lot, fool.
Yeah,
right.
That's the point we always make about any 49ers players, to be honest.
Especially can't stay running backs.
Yeah, but when they're not, they're a force, you know.
Now that motherfucker McCaffrey gets force fed of the whole fucking game. He's their best player, low key.
The Raiders. Their fans always get hurt. not the
damn.
Players,
no.
They're getting Dodgers down and too. Shit.
And,
yeah.
What the fuck? What do you have against the Dodgers?
They're always fighting, bro. Like,
get the way.
Look, I've never been a game, but the only time I ever see like Dodger fucking games is when there's a fucking fight.
They're men, bro.
But I heard like the Giants fans too are the same way.
The Giants,
the football, the baseball team.
Yeah, the San Francisco Giants. That they're like ruthless as fuck too.
You like that? Well, you like the atmosphere, obviously, from the Dodgers, huh?
Yeah, I love it, dog. Because ever since I was a kid, I just love being in fucking stadiums, bro. Mm. As a kid,
we used to always go, like, everybody, my homie's dad used to take us. My dad used to take us, too. Then I was part of this boys club. They used to take us. And then as an adult, I just, like, fuck it, going as well. I just love
baseball. Do you want them to fix the stadium or no?
No, leave it like that way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It gets cool, bro, like the old school vibe.
Yeah, it's the third oldest stadium in the major leagues, bro.
Yeah. Nah, I would revamp that shit.
Nah, What would you do?
I would bulldoze that shit. Start over.
Hey, you see how this history?
You ever been to Cinemark? Perfect, bro. You fucking get the heated seats and shit. You recline and shit all the way back.
But if you want the new stadium experience, then you go watch fucking the Rams go play at SoFi.
Yes. Yeah, or you go to the Angels, you know what I'm too.
Like it's still, whoa. The Angels is the fourth oldest stadium, way.
Yeah,
but it looks nice though.
But it's newer.
Are they still? Are they,
it ain't third though.
Did they stick to the LA Anaheims? Angels?
Or it's the Angels of. Is it LA? It's LA.
Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's repetitive.
They should have just left it as Anaheim.
That's
no
my team, bro.
That you're an Angel fan?
By association.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't like that they're rich. That's my thing. Like the kids are it's rich kids shit, you know? Like,
ooh, wait, what the fuck? Who's rich?
The Angel fans.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's Orange County, fool. Like, they're all like, they're fucking...
Have you been to the Angel City?
I was just I went to a game like 2 weeks ago. We went with the owner or the manager of a comedy club. He took us over that way. They played the Giants. That was dope, but I don't mind going to Angel City. I'm a big baseball fan.
I prefer the stadium, though.
They're way better.
The owner took you. He's rich, bro.
But there's a lot of owners that go to Dodger games too.
Yeah,
you know, we're rich with history.
I just prefer when
that's what you say when the seats aren't comfortable. Yeah.
There's a lot of history here, bro.
Stadium,
though. No seats are comfortable. There's no such thing as comfortable seats.
I don't know, bro.
Have you been to the fucking Coliseum? Those shits are made out of cement.
Okay, but have you ever been to Cinemark?
It's fat. Yeah.
Come on, bro. And it's in 4D.
What the fuck? Have you ever been to IPIC?
No.
What was that? The seats are better than Cinemark.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
It's a
seat where you could like, you could just lay down, dog. Yeah. It's like you're flying first class. They give you a pillow and a blanket. Those are where you fucking press the button and they come. Oh, you need help, sir? What do you want to order?
Yeah, a little hand job, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but we've never performed at Dodger Stadium before. So
yeah.
We don't get that treatment.
Bro, they haven't invited us.
It's not that crazy,
they
dog.
They haven't invited us.
There's a lot of history there, though.
It's only $24, bro.
Only $24.
That was his tuition.
It's 24 and parking and hot dog and beer.
No,
how many hot dogs you getting?
Bro, I spent like $100 on like 5 beers.
At a movie theater? Like
hot dogs.
No, at the Dark City. Oh, okay.
The shits are $10 a piece.
I was about to say, at a movie theater?
10 hot dogs?
I have to wait for it to be Tuesday in order to go to the movie theater. Yeah. $2 tickets.
You know what? I saw this fucking TikTok, and I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me, because the other day I brought this up and nobody agreed with me, but I thought it was rude as fuck. Like, because there was this TikTok, right? And this whole family went and they fucking stopped at In-N-Out and Chipotle before the fucking the screening.
Oh, the screening.
Yeah, it was at a movie theater. Yeah. And they're in there fucking just fucking up animal-style double-double, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I was like, you just fucking up low-key the experience for people around you and shit. Like, they don't want to smell that shit. But nobody agreed with me. I was like, fuck
you. I don't agree with you.
You already know the stench that's already inside a movie theater?
Bro, that's such a strong smell, though. In-N-Out burgers.
So is the smell of Chuck E. Cheese, bro. That don't stop shit. It's still going to fucking stink at the end of the day.
I don't know, bro. I thought that shit was
more like pick your poison, you know?
Bro, the last Dodger game I went to, my homie, he makes cocteles and ceviche. Wait, I took that to the game, fool.
Damn. You could take food?
Yeah, you could take food.
I didn't know you could do that.
You could take fucking food.
Never mind, fool. Hey, that history there?
Hey, when you perform at the Dodger Stadium, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
The regulars, and you got to throw that away.
Yeah. I go up to food. Hey, you didn't perform. You throw that shit away. Give it to me, motherfucker.
You pour it on somebody? Yeah. That's some food. You ever got into like an argument or anything while you're out there? Like
at a Dodger game? No. Hell no. It's one of those where,
have you seen it?
Oh yeah, I see it all the time. Yeah, people get crazy, dude.
Yeah,
but I feel like you can't be acting up, fool, with a bunch of Dodger fans, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, but and then also too, dog. It's
any fan though. Way like they're giving Dodger fans like the Infamy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, if you go to another stadium with the wrong jersey and you, if you start being a dickhead, people are gonna try to fuck you up.
Yeah. Not at Raider games. It don't matter.
I love Bob to say that. Only thing you see at Raiders is like the same jersey swinging at each other.
Yeah.
They just piss. They just biz, bro.
Yeah. Well, they just start settling some family affairs and shit. You took the kids.
I've seen that at Mexico games though. Like, there's nobody there for fucking Nigeria.
It's
all Mexico fans, bro. And those fools se agarran a putazos. I think it's any fucking state.
Well, even homies will get fucked up and throw fucking water bottles
at your tribe. What did you say about homeless, bro?
Hey, have some respect to the homeless.
Even homies will get fucked up and throw water bottle at your tripod.
You trying to disrespect me,
though? Hey, have you been to a baseball game in Mexico?
Yes, I have. Where my family's from, they're from Sonora, Ciudad Obregón.
They're fucking dope out there.
It's crazy over there, bro. It's a different experience.
So I've never been a baseball.
Over there, they let you play.
I've never.
Get on the field.
They let you play. I've never been a baseball game out here, but I've been a baseball game out there, and it's fucking.
Don't that way, TJ or what?
In Guadalajara.
Guadalajara,
That's just fucking dope, bro. It's a whole nother experience compared to out here. Fucking mascot, he was handing out shit like baseball is Coke, fucking fat.
Zero, Coke Zero.
This was like, it's a way different experience. Oh, I've never been out here, but it's a whole different experience than out here.
I'm going to tell you why. The fucking mascot, he was handing out baseballs to the crowd, and people are dicks, bro. This dude fucking threw a baseball back, and the mascot was like, he said, fuck you, bro.
You know how you said they let you go in with food at the Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
Over there in Mexico, food, they just bring the whole puerco food. They kill it right there.
It's crazy over their way. It's
pick one.
Ahí matan el puto puerco.
For halftime?
No, for halftime? Sacrifice like five pigs in front of everybody.
A cual quieres, mijo? A cual quieres?
Oh, you want Wilbur?
Nah.
Carnitas, wey. No mames.
That's just fucking crazy, dude. Yeah, I'm hungry now too.
I heard the ones that you can go, well, the closest to us is the ones in TJ. There's a team in TJ.
Yeah.
You go to that game. I heard they
cracked. They just got that team because they had got suspended. They got banned for a while, fool. That TJ team, they got banned for cheating.
Damn.
So there was no team. I think it just happened within 5 years they got that team.
Were they banging on trash cans?
That's all they say.
Well, I don't know what the fuck they did, bro, but they were banned, dog. So the closest team back in the days was maybe like Mexicali. Mexicali has a team, dog.
Yeah.
Mike Piazza used to play for them. He used to play for
who?
Damn. Mike Piazza? He used to play for the Dodgers.
Not Piazza?
Mike Piazza. Piazza.
Hell no.
My thing is like, do the rules change sometimes? Like when you go like, so when you're doing a different country, like for example, like remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but like when the U.S. used to do soccer and they used to have crazy ass
penalties. That's the U.S., bro. U.S. tries to make everything their own.
But my thing is, would the rules change sometimes? Like if you're in Mexico, for example, baseball?
I don't think so.
Like what do you mean, fool? Like if they play like with the smaller
maybe ballers? More, yeah, like stuff like that or like more innings. I don't know. Less innings.
It's the same way. It's the same,
bro.
I thought low key when the Olympics come around too, Mexico crushes it, bro, in baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever noticed, like Mexico does really well in baseball.
Mexico and Japan, huh?
Yeah,
and like, but they just had the Baseball World Cup, no?
The World Classic, and
Mexico.
Yeah. That shit was sick. It was exciting, low key. I even
Mexico
a
beat
games.
the U.S.
Yeah,
yeah, that shit was dope. Man.
Shit was lit.
Yeah,
you know who's really good? I noticed
Little League, Wisconsin.
There's a Little League team too from TJ.
The Dominican Republic.
Yeah, oh yeah,
really they produce motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's like their shit.
And Mexico beat Puerto Rico too.
What?
Oh, yeah,
not Bad Bunny.
he's the simple from Puerto Rico. You don't even call it Puerto Rico, but he's just Bad Bunny on the map.
Yeah, Bad Bunny.
And the crazy part, it was in Miami when they played, dog. And your boy was over there with the Mexican flag.
That's right.
Yeah, 6'9".
Oh. I thought it was Bad Bunny.
I think you say Alfred Roman.
No. Your boy 6'9 was over the.
Oh, I seen that shit. He was sitting like on front row, huh? Yeah, he just had the Mexican flag right
there. And then
they kicked him out.
They kicked him out.
He can't be anywhere, dog.
Hell no.
He can't even take a shit in his own house. Like, hey, bro, you gotta go.
But it's because he was being rowdy and he was super drunk. It's like, bro, like, what are you doing?
Did he throw a water bottle?
No, but he was just acting up.
Hey, what's the. Do you drink when you go to Dodger games?
Yeah.
Have you ever been like too fucked up?
Nah. Because you can't get too fucked up at Dodger games, way.
Mm. Why not?
Because of the shit. You gotta, down,
he has an image.
You gotta be ready.
Because there's coke.
He has an image. Has an image to maintain, way.
Yeah, bro. Fuck, got an image, bro. You know who's fucking sitting here next to me? Right, way.
Yeah.
Nah, I've never gotten like drunk, way. I got drunk after we performed, but at the Dodger game, nah. I just want to be cool, dog.
Yeah.
I just recently I just heard the Gabriel when he did the Rogan, mm-hmm. and he was saying like that. You guys, he saw. Oh yeah, the show was this long, but we ran that. Yeah, shit. Said he got fined over like $100.
Yeah, dog. He K? Went over like fucking.
No, $100 fool. They just said $100.
Yeah. Okay, well,
$100K. Yeah. Yes,
I could see why you made that Coke Zero mistake. By the way, it's just
$100. Okay. Yeah, fool. We stood up there and we were just fucking taking shots away.
Damn.
Yeah, like, fuck like it? And you know what's crazy is that fucking. I got a shot and. I for some reason I was like, man, this shit's not gonna be, it's not gonna, no va a pegar, wey, or some, for some reason I fucking took that shot. Damn. I felt like spitting that shit out, fool. Cause I haven't drank Patron in a long time, dog. Oh, so it was, yeah. Patron, and it was, I've been drinking other shit. I go, no va a pegar tan duro, and I fucking took the shot, and I'm like, god damn, dog.
I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna use the restroom.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, bro, fucking Patron is the new fucking Jose Cuervo, wey.
Think so? Oh,
I don't like Jose Cuervo.
You don't like it?
No.
No, that's what I'm saying. Fucking, that's Patron's that bad, bro.
Puta madre,
man. There's some tequilas out there that I don't like, but oddly enough, in Mexico when I had it, it's so fucking different, man. Because I had Jose Cuervo and I was like, oh, this is gonna be gross, and I had it and it was fucking good.
Yeah.
I feel like they say because of like coming out here, all that shit fucks it up. But I
went to water
the,
over there, bro.
I fucking went to the Jose Cuervo like location, and it was really fucking good.
But I estaba muriendo with the fucking con la puta agua que tomaste.
Yeah, wey.
Dude, I was fucking dying, dog. I cried from how bad it was.
Y las carnitas que te chingaste también, güey.
But it was the water, huh?
But it was the water, huh? Hey, don't you hate when you get sick, like fucking, like real bad, and you don't lose weight? Like, fuck, all this shit for nothing?
I'm shitting everything out.
Wait. And I still look the same, fool.
I want a six pack.
I honestly lost weight, but I gained it back. But I did lose it because I didn't eat for like 3 days. I just did not want to eat, and I was like, I know I'm hungry, but I can't fuck.
Fool, I've done that though, where you'll tell like the homies, go over, like, hey, like. You look good, like you've been losing a lot of weight or something. And be like, yeah, I was fucking sick for 2 weeks.
Like, todo día,
fuck my fault. Like, I didn't. I like, you look good though. Shit.
You look good, bro.
Bro, I'm a fucking fat ass. Like, nothing stops me from eating. When I get sick, I eat even more. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm sick. Fucking bring me something.
I think when I got COVID, that was the first time, because I stopped at In-N-Out. Uh-huh. And that was the first time I ever was like, I can't eat this shit. Because I'm like him too.
And you had COVID?
Yeah, I had COVID.
Well, you can't taste anything, way.
I just was fucking grossed out though. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to fucking eat it so bad, I just couldn't.
It's all good. That's not real no more. It's all good.
Oh yeah.
I never caught COVID, dude.
Neta.
Nunca, wey.
Patineta?
People are still getting it now.
It's coming back.
Supposedly,
right?
It's coming back.
Yeah.
With the fucking hurricane.
the hurricane.
Conspire this
hurricane
one.
Hurricane 19.
Oh shit. Yeah,
there he comes, bro.
Ese cagaba el wey.
Ese cagó.
Imagine just blew ass. you didn't even wipe.
I didn't even wipe. Fool. I'm so excited to see Alfred, bro. Again.
Yeah, fool. I never got COVID, dog.
Lucky,
yeah.
Yeah,
I remember the first time I fucking had it.
How many times did you get it?
Hey, that's fake wood. Food on it.
That shit almost took him out.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No. Come here, wait.
I got it.
You guys are dick?
Yeah. I just got sexual assaulted. Fuck it.
You know who you're sitting next to?
Yeah, by Alfred.
I'm allowed to do that.
It's a pleasure.
No, I mean, I've only had it once, but I remember I was thinking like, oh shit, you know, like I'm fucking.
Hey, wait, when you catch it one, you can't say. I remember the first time.
Yeah,
he's opening for you, bro. He's opening for you.
He's opening.
I'm saying
August
30th. Like that was the first time I got it. Like,
I'm just kind of nervous.
You can't say shit like that. You can confusing.
I caught it once.
Hey, fucking.
For the first time.
There you go.
He's a hero.
So when you get it once, you say it like this.
I only caught COVID once, and
God, you gotta listen, bro. You gotta listen, bro.
You gotta stop interrupting. So
it's going through one ear, coming out the other way.
So when I caught COVID
for the first time,
just once,
I didn't know I had it. Like, I kept doubting. I was like, dude, for 2 years I didn't have shit. I was like, no, I'm good, whatever the fuck. And I'm like, damn, dude.
I'm healthy.
Yeah, bro, you were fucking them KFC workers.
Wait, hold the fuck up. Hold up. So when you got COVID, you didn't think you had it?
No, because I was like, no, like,
it was just spread.
I just thought I was sick. I was like, no, because I was being safe. Like, what the fuck? So I was like, fuck, man. And I remember just like laying in bed, and the only thing that made me think I had it is that I had body aches. Mm. And I was like, fuck. Like,
yeah, I don't work out. I don't run. Something's like, going on, man. Dude,
he's like, my knee hurts. I think it's going to rain.
Like, why am I so sore? I think
a hurricane's coming.
I never ran a marathon, but I know how this shit feels.
Bro,
cross country runner. Yeah. Right here.
My lower back is
the foot talks to an athlete and shit. No, bro, I know how you feel.
Yeah, how you feel.
And I fucking, I was
the first time I ran a marathon.
I was sick for a few days and I kept having body aches and I looked it up and I was like, fuck. And at the time, it was really hard to get fucking tests still. It was like,
so it was like in the beginning?
Yeah, yeah, because it was, well, it was like, it was like 2 years later, but still, like, you still had to make an appointment and shit like that.
It was at the beginning, but it was 2 years later.
So 2 years, my head
2 years
hurt.
Later was 2022 already.
Yeah.
So but, it was last year. We're in 2023, motherfucker.
Hey, he's opening for you, by the way. He's opening for you, by the way.
Get his ass out for this is every week for us.
Today is August 18th, 2023. Wait.
Well, I guess because I got confused because this is the beginning of last year. That's why.
Hey, but one of the symptoms is brain fog. So
yeah, yeah.
Good, yeah, yeah. So
yeah, at least
the food's been had that shit.
Anyways, I fucking, I still had to wait for my results because I went. Yeah. And I remember I went to the store to buy the test, but like didn't have any. So I just took one out of way like 2 fucking days.
I hate when that happens.
And then they finally said, I'll pop
they told you were
like,
pregnant.
Yeah. And I was like, dude,
you get a plan B.
Like,
what they do? You did the nose thing or the walkout?
The nose thing. And I was like, bro, like, I'm actually fucking positive. I was pissed. And I was like, God damn it. And I just fucking had to stay in my room.
Remember when COVID first, when they first dropped COVID?
Yeah.
The first
album release, yeah.
Yeah, bro. And like, you had to tell people, like, if you had herpes and shit, and you had to call everybody you knew, and you're like, hey, I have COVID. And they were like, fuck, bro. I was just in the car with you.
Yeah. Bro, remember just trying not to. Bro, nowadays, it's cool. You just walk around, and now that, you know, COVID's gone, doesn't exist no more.
Mm-hmm. it was a myth.
Well, yeah.
It was fake to begin with.
It's for the election.
It's election fraud?
Bush did it, right?
Yeah, Bush did it.
Bush did it. You're not doing towers.
The towers and all that shit, but you can cough nowadays, bro, and it's cool. Yeah, remember when the first shit first came out and you need to cough and it was just to clear your throat?
When the first EP
you
dropped,
could it, dog, right away?
Yeah. In public, coming back out?
Yeah, you'd be coughing for no reason either. Yeah, like you weren't even sick. Like it was just, you would never and cough you in your entire life. And all of a sudden, you just put in your head mentally.
Don't cough, don't cough, don't cough. And all you wanted to do was.
Hey, Alfred, were you still doing the
comedy?
Yeah.
We were doing a lot of outdoor shows, wait.
Oh, because you know fools were doing it through Zoom. I heard
Zoom. I did Zoom too.
Neta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was horrible, dog.
Delayed ass laughs.
Delayed ass laughs. Fucking people talking. You can hear the pinche licuadora in the back.
Fucking dog barking.
The dog fucking barking. The fucking jefa watching novelas, wait.
You doing an online class and shit?
Still killing, huh?
Still fucking killing, dog. I don't give a fuck, guys.
I'm at home.
In another year, bro, I'm fucking. I did VR, fool. I did comedy. Yeah.
What? Dog. How the fuck was that?
Dude, that shit was crazy, dog. Yeah. It was funny because some fool tried to heckle me, dog. He was. Because I was talking about wrestling. I said something about wrestling. That fool goes, fuck wrestling. Wrestling's fake. I was, motherfucker, we're in the VR. This is fake, you fucking bitch.
Was it like the metaverse shit?
It was a metaverse, fool.
That's crazy.
How did that shit even work, though? Like, what did you see?
You see
the Alfred version.
It's like the Wii where you make your own character, right?
Yeah. So it looks a little bit better way. Like your como se dice way?
Like avatar?
The avatar looks a little bit better and you're like floating, dude. So you walk in and then you fucking, you see where you're supposed to go and you fucking, and your little controller, dog, you go, you walk in and it's actually like a comedy club, dog. Oh, you walk in and there's people fucking, there's people talking to you and you're just right there floating around and talking to fools. Hey man, what's up? My name is Alfred and shit like that.
Do you think that's just the future? Like, since you've done it, do you think it could be the future one day?
I don't know, bro, because I thought it was going to be way better now because this was in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought it was going to advance, but no way. And I heard Metaverse took a fucking hit, too. I heard
those fools from Apple are doing they're the ones who are going to develop it pretty good.
Yeah,
because
Montana?
When are they going to release those shit?
Next year. Yeah, that shit's expensive,
like $3,500,
no?
But I feel like those fools are going to take it to the next level.
They should, man, because it has potential, bro. And it's kind of dope because on the one I have, let's just say you have one, fool, and I tell you, hey, meet me at this movie app. So you go and you walk in, it's like you're going to the movie theaters, fool, and I meet you there and you're sitting next to me and you can watch a fucking movie, dog.
Damn.
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
I imagine you can't find this
it
fool
smells
in the
like
theater.
double in there too.
I heard you're gonna be able to work there too, like they'll have like a McDonald's and you can go up there and order it and someone will fucking be working and then they'll get delivered to you.
What the fuck?
That's just crazy, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
Like, they're going to pay people to work at McDonald's in the Metaverse, and then there's going
to
be someone to deliver
it. I'm going to a massage parlor. I'm like, babe, it's crazy. It's yeah. it's not real. Yeah.
You guys do acupuncture? What did you say? Acupuncture?
Acapuri.
Acapuri.
You were not even close.
I can't wait for that. I'm opening for you.
I thought you said Aquid, fool. Yeah. I remember Aquid.
Yeah, I remember like liquidation.
Que me visto. Hey, I feel like Aquid, they were ahead of their time.
Fuck
bro.
Yeah, bro.
I see what?
Yeah,
he's been you're fucking shit. Spinning right now. No,
I want to change my intro song. I want to come out to No Hay Manera.
Nah, you chose that fruity ass song that you walked around. You got to stay with that
yeah,
shit.
Bro, bro.
Yeah.
I fucking love Aquid, bro.
You cut it out, bro. So
you know, yeah, Aquid, they were fucking. They, remember, they used to come out with the jerseys, the football jerseys?
Yeah, one bro, of
the,
hard.
The home, the other fool wore the away jersey.
Yeah.
With the gloves and shit.
Every album cover, bro, they were just like.
Like hard. Yeah.
Jerseys to their knees and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That's why I liked about artists like from Mexico and shit because.
Those fools are from here.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm like, they never mind. The Southgate.
That's the thing I like about being.
Those fools are straight up Chicano.
Oh, well, you ever noticed though, like the Mexican like artists and shit, like back then, like you could be ugly, but you still be on a fly ass cover. Like it'd be El Coyote and that was like laying down and shit by a tree and shit. It's looking fly as fuck, fool.
In front of a nice like, hey, old dog. School truck.
Yeah, and it would sell, bro, but you can't do that. Now here, like, you gotta have, like, you know, all your shit. You have to be looking good. You, gotta, like,
you have to have your shit together, fool.
Yeah, you can't be ugly no more.
Hey, Loquino, speaking of Chicano artists, I want to get you guys' take real quick.
Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
In the homie Infinite Dreams.
Yeah.
No, that whole shit. Do you know about the shit that went down with Yaritza?
Oh, yeah. I don't know who they were, dog.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Until
the whole shit came out. They're like from Seattle or something or Washington?
Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nirvana?
So for those who don't know, like they were like on an interview in Mexico and pretty much it wasn't even her actually directly, but it was like her older brothers.
Yeah.
Where like they were kind of like making faces and shit about Mexico and they asked them like, oh, how do you guys feel about your stay here so far? And they're like, oh, you know, like Washington's better. Like the food is better. Like the seasoning is better in Washington. And everybody's like, what the fuck? When it got released to the internet.
Yeah.
There's like another clip too where they're, I think they're getting something from like a stand in Mexico.
You know, they got the water soda. with the plastic bag.
Oh, con la bolsa. And they're making, she was like making faces, I think, or something like that. I saw it a minute back, but.
Yeah.
What was your guys' take? What was your take, Alfred? How did you feel about the whole situation?
Fuck to me, bro. I don't know, dog. I remember the first time I got a soda in the bag, I thought that shit was cool as fuck, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Dude,
I was like, drunk fuck.
Yeah, wait.
Nah.
I thought that shit was cool as fuck, dog.
I was any different from my school, though. They were giving us milk in fucking bags, though.
Oh, that's
dead
good.
Ass.
Damn, fool.
They just put a straw on that bitch and.
Literally, huh?
It was the same shit, bro.
At the school, they used to give you milk in a bag.
And see,
yeah, it was in a plastic bag, fool. It was killing all the dolphins. Like, they didn't give a fuck.
Did you guys go to school here?
Yeah.
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 I'd be like,
I still remember, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shit.
Anyway.
Hey,
the whole point.
From
I'm going to give you guys a hug when this shit's over, bro. You guys went through that shit?
Yeah, bro. that hurricane relief shit don't mean shit to us, dog. What relief?
Hey, but I feel like.
We've been living through a hurricane this whole time.
How old are those fools?
I don't know. Rio's food. Well, actually, the oldest is. Oh, real quick. I didn't even finish giving the context. Pretty much Mexico was pissed off.
Oh, it turned, bro.
Mexico is fucking...
That food touched it once.
It better be a big booty bitch.
I remember this shit.
Yeah. That shit hits, huh?
but I don't remember this shit. Oh,
wait,
shit.
Wait, what is it? Explain it.
The milk.
For the listeners.
The milk in a pouch. I'm trying to offer the milk. Hey, but it's just dairy from 1920.
Oh, yeah.
I just Googled.
It was probably from that time too.
Damn, that shit was expired way. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit always gave me gas, fool. I'd be in fucking third period that's ripping
why,
one, fool.
That's why we all stayed at 5'8".
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
We never grew, fool. They didn't even give us the real shit.
Hey, what about that fool, dog?
What?
This was
5'8" and a half. He's 5'8" and a half. Bro.
He would be taller. His dad's though, tall as fuck.
He's supposed to get chocolate. I'll get white, fool.
Yeah. That's right.
He got his bones.
Hey, what were we gonna say about those fools?
Pretty much, Mexico's pissed off. And even some people from here, Mexican Americans, are fucking pissed off. They're like, bitch, why are you singing Spanish songs then if you fucking, that's how you feel about Mexico?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Mm. But like, we talked about it off camera, like, when it was happening, we were just like around the same sentiment too. It's like, Damora, you know,
yeah,
like
they're kids, bro.
Like they're gonna say stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a little too stupid, though.
But I remember one of the times I went to Mexico, and how would you say cookies in Spanish?
Galletas.
I said cookies. And they fucking clown the shit out of me, dog.
Cookie what is this shit?
cookie Asian.
Hey, Cookie sounds fucking Spanish. Yeah.
El Cookie Monster.
That's what you said about making it a little bit more
so just making it more Mexican.
More beaner.
Cookies. Cookies. Like, what the fuck?
I like to use the word beanerfy. Beanerfy something?
Yeah. Beanerdation.
Los cookies?
Los cookies. You guys, I'm pretty sure you fool said cookies before, bro.
I like how you try to round us all up to say cookies.
We don't agree.
We all say galletas.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you didn't back me up with it.
I was waiting for how you know when you say galletas.
But you didn't back me up with the movie theater shit.
No.
You guys just see his face.
Nah, bro, go say it in the VR. Go say it in the VR headset.
Say, perro, si sabe, never mind.
You say cookies, you're stupid. No,
oh, he's stupid, but you're the one who brought 2 liters. You're the one who brought 2 liters from the store.
Johnny, wait till after August 30th.
You want the Coke Zero?
Yeah, give me the Coke Zero, bro. Hey, motherfucker, you're the one that said, I remember the first time I caught COVID, bro. That's fucking stupid way.
I've never heard of a court.
Hey, show the audience this fool, bro.
This fool trying to make it fucking dumb and dumber.
you broke his toe, fool.
I broke his
Alfred.
Hell yeah, pinche kawama, way.
Pass the bottle.
Johnny, fuck you.
So good thing Johnny brought the Coke Zero. Johnny, I'll give you some.
Take a sip and pass it.
And the tallies?
Cheers.
There's nothing zero about that shit.
Salud, fool. Salud. I know you guys don't have one.
Because I'll pour one up for the homies.
Because he didn't bring enough.
Because I'll pour one up for the homies.
Yeah. You brought a 40 of Coca-Cola.
I went away.
I said the first time for the COVID thing because I had
that's the last year the whole fucking hurricane, fool, so you better save it, fool. Alright, don't be wasteful, dog.
Does that fool want a waterfall?
Hey, he said don't put your lips on it.
Yeah, don't put your fuck no. So we don't say, hey,
Johnny, what were we gonna say, fool?
I was gonna say that the first time I got COVID, I said
let me speak.
So the second I had tested positive a second time, but it was a false positive. That's why it threw me off.
You still can't be saying that.
You
can't
because you only got it once.
You only one time because it was a false positive. That's
then stop saying off. First time you're tripping us out.
Imagine your mom saying, oh, like if she only had one kid and you're like the first time
I fucked.
The first time I got pregnant, it's like you only got pregnant once.
Yeah.
He's not going to get it though.
Hey, are you going to say, I remember the first time I did comedy?
Yeah.
Next week.
That way?
Yeah.
That's a studio, güey.
Yeah, that's a fool.
Come on, fool.
Yeah, but then Morrios, that was the point of the whole
thing. How old are the kids?
Like I think 16. She's 16, and the oldest is, I think, our age, 27 or something like that.
I don't know if you guys saw, too. She just did a concert with Junior Ache, and she forgot her own lyrics.
And then
I wasn't sure. I didn't hear it, but on the TikTok, it said that Junior Ache called her Chiquilla Mamona or some shit like that. But I didn't hear it, so I don't know if it was
true. Make it a clip.
Hey, but are those fools hitting that hard, bro, that they're singing with?
They're big, bro.
Fuck. No, they're huge.
Well, they just did a song with fucking Frontera. Yeah,
it's huge.
That's probably their biggest song.
My thing is, there's certain things that you just know from jump, you know? Like, I think that's one of, you don't insult, the motherland.
It's just respect.
Especially when you're there.
Yeah, you don't go to someone's house and you're like,
spitting.
Bro, it's fucking dirty. Imagine?
You don't? No. I get into people's houses and go into their crevices.
Yeah. Look under the fridge and shit. Is there ice?
You kicked out some gente mugrosa,
man. Gente mugrosa, de como vieron aquí.
No limpiaron. No limpian.
No mapearon.
Hey, mira. Yeah. Qué
bonita cosa.
What was the last time you fools went to Mexico?
I thought you were going to say, when was the last time you cleaned? I was like, it's been a minute, dog.
Hey, we tried for you.
It's been a long time?
2007.
I think like a year.
A year?
I was 4 years old.
So when you guys went to Mexico, was it their water shit? I remember going to Mexico and you couldn't shower like in the mornings, right? Yeah. You had to wait until fucking, no, you got a little agua, wait. You got to fucking wait, bro.
Agua.
Yeah. Hey, but they're selling tortillas outside already and shit.
Yeah, they're fucking out. You can't shower.
5:30 a.m., bro. Fucking. They're already serving a fucking.
Thing of birria?
Web burritos. What the fuck? What's he say?
In español? Tortaguada?
Tortaguada. Fool, it's 5 a.m. Like, hey, wait. Like, this is going to give me chorro for the rest of the day.
Tortillas hechas a mano. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I fucking went to Mexico in November, and there's still some shit that's the same.
It's the same, right?
There's still some shit that's the same. I mean, I think it depends where you live, too. Like, is your family balling, or are they not? Or are they just chilling? Because, like, my grandma, she's just in, the pueblo.
Yeah.
So you still got to use a bucket to flush the toilet, everything. Like,
when are they getting a Chick-fil-A, dog?
No, fuck.
That's the next time I'll be over there.
Like,
the first time I went to Mexico, not the first time I went to Mexico for a funeral was when we had to carry my my cousin's casket, fool. Mm-hmm. To me, that was fucking ghetto and crazy as fuck, dog.
And they bury him the day of,
bro. So we had to carry the casket from the church to his house and to the fucking cemetery, bro.
To pass him around
with the banda? Yeah.
With the fucking banda. With no fucking stopping, dog.
Damn.
It's a lot of fucking...
You get a leg cramp and shit. It's over, dog.
Bro, you get your fucking steps in, bro. Your Apple Watch is going...
Yeah, Apple Watch is like crazy, take a seat, dog.
I'm about to be next, fool. If I don't fucking get this fool there already.
Fucking CrossFit, dog.
They do the same day shit, though?
Yeah, it's the same
day. That's a lot. No wonder y'all...
Oh, probably the next day, but no more than the following day.
Yeah, like, it depends what time it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If they don't fuck with you, they take a week off.
Yeah.
You're just decomposing in your house and shit.
Este pinche corciento, like, let's get out of here, güey.
Like my tía, they fucking buried her. Like homegirl passed away in the morning. And
homegirl.
So,
R.I.P.
Your tía, your tío. He's both.
No, it wasn't that one. He lived in Oregon. So they fucking, she died in the morning, like early, and they just buried her that day. Like, they just took her around the city.
Like if Johnny was my cousin, and I'm just saying, bro.
I already know where this is going,
like,
bro.
If they say, hey, wait, se murió tu primo Johnny. I'm going to be like, wait, a cual? El flaco o el gordito, güey? Then I'm going to judge,
and
bro.
They're going to say el flaco,
bro. And then if it's you, fuck, I'm not going to go, away. I can't carry the lato, bro.
You get more people.
It sounds going to be like, lift with your legs. Fuck yeah, bro. Gonna do shit. You wanna fuck on my legs?
Hell nah.
It's six of you and the three on the other side aren't doing shit.
Yeah.
Alfred's gonna call Gazelle. Hey, you think we can ship your forklift to Mexico?
Real quick? Gotcha,
bro.
Certified.
Yeah. I'm not getting buried, so don't worry about it.
You gonna get cremated, fool?
I don't know.
That's a lot of cream, fool.
Oh, go ahead. what do you feel like, fool? I feel like if this is what I want. If I die before my mom dies, I want to get buried.
Mm-hmm.
But if I die after my mom, I want to get cremated, dog.
Yeah.
You want to be a tree, fool? You can be a tree.
Yeah, that's what
that's hard.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, wait. Oh,
okay.
But I just don't want to do it. Like, I mean, I respect my mom, bro. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I go before her, I would want to get buried.
Just for her sake. Just
for her.
Just to say goodbye to you?
That's what she wants?
Yeah, that's what she wants.
Is she like, the belief, like, oh, like your body has to be intact, mm-hmm. like when you go
to
the sky?
Hey, what if they plant you in the middle of Dodger Stadium, bro?
I'll be happy as fuck.
In the middle of Dodger
Stadium. Your home plate?
They have to play
fucking
around
crazy.
You.
Fucking fly ball out there.
Yeah.
Bing!
Or if they can't flip and I get cremated, fucking I want you fools to throw me like half of my cremation at Dodger Stadium, the other half at King Taco, fool.
We'll pour a little bit here.
That's for doing it on the taco.
Damn, Alfred Hids, bro. This shit bomb.
A little bit of you.
I think Gabriel has a little bit better access to the Dodger Stadium, so you might want to ask him. But we got you.
You got your pool rider, bro.
We got you at the TJ Stadium. Yeah.
Hey, bro, you want to be buried at City Hall? I don't have the permits, but we'll do it anyway.
Well, I'll bury you at the Improv way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What about you, fools? Cremated or?
Yeah, I want to be cremated. Yeah. I want to make everything at least convenient to everybody.
I haven't thought about it.
I feel like I'm going to stick to what I said in the last part when we talked about
not caring.
I fucking want to become a maple tree, dude. I want to be fucking put some pancakes, dog.
Damn, fool.
Maple syrup tree, dog.
He's going to come back to the thing he loves the most.
And I'm going to attack the first fucking dude that I can put on pancakes.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Not me. If you bring me up in some coke and snort it off a bitch's ass, bro.
Fuck.
That's fire.
The old-fashioned way.
Or just smoke me. Fuck it. Just smoke me.
American way.
Yeah, the American way. The Miami way.
Said, just smoke me.
Yeah, just put me with some weed, bro. Just smoke me. It's cool.
I thought you spent like smoke. Like,
they did that to Tupac.
Barbecue.
Yeah, they did do that to
Tupac. So, okay, so then what, Johnny? Is he dead or not?
He's not dead, bro.
But okay, Tupac's then what the fuck?
No, he's not dead.
Where's he at? How does that make sense?
I'm going to tell you why.
All right, go.
Well, the first time he died, fool. Go ahead,
Johnny. So, they say that he died and they smoked him. I don't believe that shit. I think that he...
You just said you believe that, though.
No, I'm saying I heard that. But
you heard that he died and they smoked him?
Yeah, I heard.
You also heard the McRibs coming back, food, but it didn't.
It did.
Some bullshit. Yeah, it did. It came back.
So I, like the shit I heard is that he's in fucking Cuba. And like a bunch of people have confirmed that shit and all that.
You saw him and shit?
No, but a bunch of people have fucking talked about
Do they have like pictures of him now?
Well, it's turning into the diner again, way.
Yeah.
It's a whole
thing. And this is how you got us to even open for you in the first place.
Bro, I remember, who said McRib? You did a...
Yeah.
I remember one of my first jokes, bro. I said, man, I love Obama because he brought the McRib back. Yeah. Hey, George Bush brought the soldiers back, but fucking Obama brought the McRib back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's my president. Yeah. Yeah. I don't care about the soldiers.
So what happened?
I don't like.
Don't let him rock no more.
Hey, let him cook. Get the fuck out, Fred.
I feel like, well, if you look up his name, like, which is like Machiavelli, mm-hmm. If you look up the philosopher that was behind that shit,
yeah.
he faked his own death.
He faked his own death.
Yeah. So that's where I get that shit from.
Isn't that for a producer?
Yeah.
Who?
Machiavelli? I think I feel like I heard that in a producer tag.
No, it was a philosopher.
It's Flockavelli.
Machiavelli on the beat.
Flock of Flame.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It came from that shit. And also,
when is he going to pop back up, boy?
Probably never.
Never?
Probably never.
That's bullshit then.
If he was alive, he would have popped up right after Biggie died. I'm back, fools. That would have been perfect, right?
He would have popped back up.
Yeah.
Hey, was shit popping off like that when Tupac died?
Yeah, wait, it was fucking crazy, dog. Like, I remember me and my homie, we had a camera away, and we used to go up to people at the mall. Hey, what do you think about those West Coast, East Coast beef?
Yeah.
And then some fool goes, man, I never been to New York, dog. They ain't no beef with me. I haven't left East LA, bro.
Damn, bro, you're doing TikTok before TikTok.
For real? Yeah. You be popping off right now.
You gotta upload that shit, fool.
I'm like Aquid, fool. I'm ahead of my time.
I'm another kid. Sorry, every time you say Aquid, I gotta do it.
That fucking clip is still rendering, fool.
Oh, yeah, facts.
The innovator was crazy, right?
Yeah. It was just them, huh? It was just Biggie and Pac that were big. They were the big ones that were like.
Now, Wu-Tang was big.
Oh, yeah.
Wu-Tang.
In that shit, in that battle?
Oh, yeah.
Like, in that
fight? Oh, no, in that battle, it was only them, but I feel like Wu-Tang, as far as, like, music-wise, Wu-Tang was big, and West Coast was hitting hard at that time. Fucking
was that Ice Cube,
Snoop, Dre. Ice Cube, Dre, and then fucking
E-40.
Daz Dillinger and Corrupt. Too short.
That music still hits. That shit still hits. All that music still hits today. Like, when you go to a... Like, if you go to a bar, that's what they're playing, low-key.
Yeah, all the 90s shit, huh?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, every music nowadays is very, very, very fucking, like, it's cool for, like, kind of how the internet is now. It's, like, it's cool for a week, but, like, you bump shit from, like, back in the day, it's, like,
that it's people the party starter, bro.
It's because, like, you don't have access to that shit. That's why, compared to now.
What do you mean?
Back then, you had to wait for the radio or get a CD. Compared to now, you can just pull it up on your phone. It's easy. It's more easy access.
You think that's why the music is horrible? Because of that?
No, I feel from today.
Johnny's having his own conversation.
I feel like today's music, how he said, it's just a week because it's like you're waiting for the next shit because it pops off super fast. Compared to back then, it was like hitting you here on the radio, on TV, on MTV, all that shit. The songs are hitting.
So let's just say if Dre, Nothing But a Gene Thing would have come out right now.
Fuck that.
You think people would be like,
I feel like they'll be hyped for a week and just get over it.
Oh, you don't think it'll hit as hard?
No. I think it hit harder, actually.
I think so, too.
I don't think so.
No, it would. I think because this is such a great song,
The beat was good.
My thing was more like the songs are cool, but they're not like they're not memorable.
Baby,
it depends on the people.
But they're not very memorable. It's like the newest song with the newer kids and the newer age is like they're not very memorable. Like they make a hit because everyone's using this type of beat right now. Everyone likes this. It's hip.
Back then,
you know what it is to the
full. What would you rather upload, a YouTube clip or like a YouTube video, an entire 5-minute thing, or would you rather upload a TikTok?
Right now,
yeah,
a TikTok because I know I'll get more views.
Why? Because it's shorter. Short form content. Because
my TikTok is popping.
You know
what
he's sitting next to?
That's some respect.
That's some respect, fool.
Yeah, bro.
We fucking vacuum for a reason.
Hey, bro, how do you say cookies?
Hey,
cookies.
Cookies.
One of these cookie right there.
Bro, I can't believe you motherfuckers never said cookies.
It's galletas, food.
Fuck.
Who said anybody?
No. You can say Oreos, too. I don't fucking understand.
My mom doesn't speak English, so.
Now I feel like that girl, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, what's the name of that band again, wey?
¿Cuál, wey?
Oh, they fucked up?
The way Yarita?
Oh, Yarita y Sentencia.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, homegirls.
you got to pass it, wey.
No, I don't know, wey.
It's not passing this shit,
wey. Hey, you got to wait for the hurricane.
You want some dreams?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
The dreams are just looking at me.
hey, you're doing it. Like, he's like those little kids that are like, my mom lets me have some of that. Yeah. Hey, I mean, like, nah, fool, it's hot, but you're not going to like it.
My mom said I could drink those.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the music. But it might just be because you're getting older, too, though.
The what?
I feel like the whole music topic, right? It could just be like you're just getting older, so you're fucking, you just don't fuck with the shit that's coming out now. Mm. I feel like that happens with every generation, no?
No, I feel like, also too, I feel like I remember I wasn't down with, as a young kid, I didn't like Vicente or Juan Gabriel. Or Maná. Until I got older, I'm like, this is fucking badass. Yeah, fool. But as a kid, I wasn't connecting. I never gone through a breakup before. So I didn't know what the fuck.
You're like, you know,
I'm like, I'm a fucking pussy. What is crying, bro?
That's my point. I feel like, so then later when the kids that are listening to the music that's coming out now, I know we're saying like it's not memorable, but maybe it's memorable to them. Mm. And when they get older, they're going to be like, hey, yo, fucking remember Lil Nas X?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or fucking,
oh, yeah.
Or that's Billy, so relatable. When I had the horses in the bag.
Or Billie Eilish. I don't fucking know, bro. I just don't know. I just can't relate to that shit, but maybe it's because like it's not
it's your, because
your childhood. You want, the truth is that these artists don't give a fuck about music anymore, bro.
They don't.
Because it's a side hustle to get onto other ventures. Mm. There's no money in music anymore. There is none, because streaming fucked that all up. There's no money that you can get from it. How much is a song worth for how much is a stream worth? That's the one question that every artist has been dying to have the answer to from these streaming companies. Nobody gives them
nobody
answer.
Knows, huh?
Well, there's, it's no, like worthless, there's no value almost. To a stream.
But they get a lot of money from that though, right?
They get value from
ad
performing.
Dollars.
Performing is where you're gonna make most of your money.
No, but what about like XM and fucking, let's just say
Spotify.
Spotify and all that shit. They get money off of that.
Yeah, off of memberships.
Bro, I get fucking a
you
check.
You get a percentage, bro.
I get a check from Sound Exchange fucking every it's quarterly, so I get it four times a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a mí me sale like casi like 1500 every four times. Damn. And that's just from fucking comedy. I only have one fucking CD. I could just imagine like fools that are hot and they had fucking jams in the 90s and the 2000s.
But music's expensive to do.
Yeah, but they're getting all the royalties. My shit, I only get a percentage of that.
If they're smart enough to get the royalties, if they could even get those royalties.
Oh, you know,
there's a lot of artists that don't own their shit. There's a lot of people that don't own their beats. They don't. A lot of them probably don't even own the writing credits. Or by the writing credits, and by the time they split them up, like percentage wise, you're not making shit.
And like the shit that they do on the contract, they'll say, hey, I'm going to give you a million, but that also includes a tour bus, that includes this. They'll fuck you over, and that's just, you end up not making shit.
I'll take it a step further, even with that, is like, I don't know how a step further to go with, actually.
But it's true.
Hey, no,
but
I believe you. No, sorry.
Yeah, I was waiting.
A lot of people don't know this, but when the label or anything like that, say you sign to a label, right?
Yeah.
You're not independent. You're signed to a label. Nah. They're going to push your shit. They're going to give you money, right? Let's say they give you $500,000.
Fuck you.
That money has to be paid back. It's a front.
Oh, yeah.
It's not your money to do shit with.
Right.
It's a front to do. So you don't have that money. You have a credit line. You have a credit line of $500,000, and you just bet on yourself from there.
So what about all that money? Like, Tekashi's always rolling with money, and it's all...
Yeah, that's a front, or it's from shows.
It's from shows. It's from merch. It's from sponsorships.
Merch is so
that's
much
why
money.
I'm telling you. Like,
well, that was rolling in dough, anyway.
Yeah,
they are.
He knows how to market himself. He does.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's part of it. I think that's why people don't do labels no more. Artists don't sign to labels, because they could make that money themselves. And they don't have to answer to anybody. There's no
more gatekeepers.
There's no A&R.
And that's the reason the NWA got so fucked over by the fucking manager, because he was like,
"Yeah, we saw the movie."
Hey, Pointer's way,
bro.
The first time you saw it.
Yeah.
Like I feel like
we're this fool, bro. This fool thought he was gonna drop knowledge right now, dog. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. Wait.
It's just like Maui is on fire.
like the shit that happened with them is that, yeah, just a bunch of managers will fuck you over.
He still explains it.
Hold on. No, like with Shook Knight too.
Let him cook.
He did the same shit.
Let me take a wild guess how that movie ends.
That was in the movie too.
I'm a guess how the movie ends, bro.
He ends up in Cuba. We know.
that's right.
I'm just saying it's so different, like, compared to now. Like, now people, I feel like, are more put on. And the thing with the whole hip hop shit is that it started in the fucking like 80s to 90s and shit. Like, that it was so unique. And if you buy someone's style, you get fucked up for that shit compared to now.
Yeah,
now
everybody sounds alike. Huh?
Yeah, now it's trending. Oh, I'm gonna try that shit. Like, everybody wants everybody to try it compared to back then. That's why it's so appreciated compared to now.
Yeah. Who do you like right now that's fucking popping that you say, oh shit, this was fucking.
Loki, I'm almost gonna back up the point that you guys made about like music kind of just not hitting the same no more, because
it doesn't.
I do tend to listen to older shit, even in Spanish. Yeah. But if I were to pick some, like Fuerza Regida, but it's not like, I don't know. I don't feel like maybe in the future I'm gonna look back and be like,
and listen to that.
Maybe I am though. Like, maybe it'll. I feel like music just kind of takes you back to that time period. Mm-hmm. That's what it does for me, at least. And maybe it will. I just don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just know what I fucking know right now.
I remember my mom said the same thing about Chalino.
Chalino was shit, bro.
Yeah, because it was like way before my mom's time too. After her time, and then she was, and then I started listening to it. And he had a weird voice, and she like, and my mom said, "No, esa música no va a durar.
Es moda nomás."
Yeah. And look at fucking now.
It's fucking solidified.
He's like a staple.
Yeah, he's an icon to the kids coming up now.
But it was something different for my mom's generation, you know. They were not used to that shit.
It's just like to me, like the hip hop nowadays, where it's just like. It sounds more like spoken word and then a beat thrown over it, just under it. And it's just like, you're not singing with the beat. Like, to me, hip hop is like, California. And you ride the wave of the beat, right? And like, back in the, now, this day, it's just like, they'll say like, I used to shoot things. And they just throw around. And it looks like they just scroll on their beats and just pick one and just throw it under. It's like, it doesn't matter.
Look at guy.
To me, that's not cool. But those motherfuckers have like, million listeners monthly. And it's like, who the fuck's listening to this?
Like, my thing is, like, you got 10 million listeners, right? Like, from just doing that, why would I go further and try to make myself better when I can get that?
Exactly. I know. Why would I
put all this work in?
You're satisfied.
Like, back then,
I want to try something else if I know this is working?
This time period, though, I feel like the reason we don't have answers for this shit is because this has never happened in history. Like, never in history has there been, like, this much fucking... like oversaturation of music or just content in general, right? So there's no answer to like, oh, are the kids gonna still be listening to this music in the future? You just don't know because there's so much going on at once right now. Back in the days, like Johnny was saying, like the records, you have to go buy the record, even during our generation it was still like
CDs,
it was whatever they were putting on MTV and whatever was hitting or whatever was on the fucking radio, and then you'd go on LimeWire, you download that shit. Like, it was still like a process to it.
It's just more,
and now there's just like, wait, there's like, what's next on TikTok? What's popping off on TikTok right now? That's what the kids are listening to right now.
Oh, you know what they were saying too?
It's called the microwave era of music for a reason.
That's what they call it? Made that up. Let me take it a step further, bro. I don't got nothing.
I like Tostino's pizza. Pizza rolls.
Pizza.
Yeah. A pizza. Yeah.
Nah, what are they saying? Fuck, I just had it. Oh, that the lack of boredom is gonna affect us in a couple of years, because a lot of shit that comes out these days is because someone was bored, they thought about it. But because you're always so like right now, you're so like, it doesn't matter, you're scrolling, you have no time to think, you kind of like, you're just so invested now. It'll come out in the future. Gonna come out in the future.
I think I got a disease. I don't know if y'all got it.
Hey, what the fuck?
And not COVID.
What you talking about,
bro? For? I can't stop scrolling some days.
Oh, okay.
I'll be driving.
I was like, what?
At the end of the day,
I didn't see nothing in the bathroom.
Like, God damn.
I'm so overstimulated. At the end of the day, I'll be like ready to go to sleep, and I'm bored, bro. I'm like falling asleep, and I'm bored.
You're bored of sleeping.
Yeah, sleep
I'm like
boring.
I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, I'm trying to go on my phone and be on TikTok and like scrolling.
I'm like that too sometimes.
It's bad way.
And you know what's funny too is like a lot of these parents have told you like. Like, don't go on the phone like that, like, or don't be on the internet like that, or don't believe everything you read.
That's ciego, güey.
Yeah, bro, and that's all they fucking believe is everything that's on the fucking internet, bro.
Let's check who has the most fucking screen time, fool.
Yeah, I have my.
Let's do it.
I have a cousin that still believes he's talking to Trump, dog.
Our Lord Jesus Crump? Trump?
Crump?
And it's Crump.
Let me take it a step further.
Cookies?
Cookies?
Wait, how do you even look that up? I don't even know.
Just type on top.
I don't have my screen time on.
Okay.
Wow.
What's time spent? Here, it's literally, oh, hell no.
Daily average?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, but my shit says 31%.
Nah, chill. Yeah, let's do it, bro. You can't fuck. You have to do it.
Daily average.
Okay. All right. So who goes first? I feel like this is embarrassing.
Okay, I'll go first.
Guess.
But I'm at work using this, bro.
Okay, so. Daily average. We'll start like this.
All right. Hey, do we all want to guess before he says something?
Guess. Okay.
Okay, so we're all going to guess.
Because what if one of them is like really off and we're like, what the fuck?
I want to guess.
72 hours.
Nah. Daily average, I'm going to say for you, I'm going to say 13 hours.
Okay.
Whoa, that's a lot.
No, that is a lot.
I'm going to say that's like a lot.
Okay.
I'll say
four.
Five.
I'll say
five?
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
I'll say 11.
Okay, it says 8 hours and 32
What
minutes.
What the fuck, bro? You don't even sleep that much, bro.
God damn.
But low key, the thing is too, like, I'm at work way on my forklift, and I have it on the side, and I'm just like, I have YouTube.
I think you do
playing.
Have a problem because you're trying to deflect it. Low key.
This food that we brought Alfred in so we could talk. It's
an intervention, bro.
We're here to talk to you.
By the way, none of us have our screen time on right now.
Well, I can't expose you, motherfucker, because I can't say where you guys work, but I feel like y'all can't do that at work. Where
hold on, where did you get to me?
Every time I call Johnny, what are you doing? Chilling, bro. Watching YouTube.
I'm gonna prove you wrong.
Okay, go Lalo. I'm gonna say, all right, I feel like you might have more than me if you guys are at work.
I said this fool has less. You said 8?
Yeah.
This fool has 6.
No, 15. I'm gonna say 15.
No mames, wait, when does he go to sleep?
If he has 8, then you have 10.
I say you have
8.
13.
I feel like we have similar shit.
I have herpes. 6 hours and 47 minutes.
Get up for Lalo.
Don't touch grass, fool. Don't touch grass.
What does screen time count as?
Screen's on.
No, but like, what is it? Okay. So you're looking at your. So if I'm playing a podcast, right? If I'm playing a bunch of podcasts.
No excuses, fool.
All right. My shit's mostly porn.
Fine, you call me.
Fine. 73 hours.
Wait, but look at my other days. They chill.
Nah.
Fuck y'all then. Cookies.
We're two people passing. You're still defending yourself. You have a problem.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's your turn.
Go, Johnny.
So guess for me.
13.
13? Okay.
Johnny, you should be on the phone more than me.
He is on the phone more.
9.
Okay. Because those conspiracy theories last a long time.
James, what do you think for me?
Fuck, bro. What, your calorie intake or?
Bitch.
My bad. Your hours? I'm going to say 17.
What the fuck? Beto?
I'm going to say 12.
12, okay.
If it's less than me, I'm fucking.
You haven't even checked it yourself? Tonight.
It's 12 hours and 26.
Damn.
Oh, but I look stupid for saying 17. Damn. That's ballpark, bro. That's the same shit.
Bro, there's 24 hours in a day. What the fuck are you doing?
All right.
YouTube videos on the side.
Yeah. Wait, I feel like Alfred should be the last one.
All right. Okay. Guess how many I have.
You have 8, just like me.
I say 7. 7 or 8.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say 6.
Damn, my shit says 20 seconds because I didn't even have that shit on, bro.
Oh, you bitch. Why are you doing it like that?
I didn't have it on, bro.
Mine's the same way. I literally just
put it on. But it was probably I don't know. It'd probably be around 7 or 8 hours if I think about it. It'd probably be 7 or 8 hours.
Okay, so have it on and tell us tomorrow or some shit.
Yeah.
I will. Actually,
I'll tell you next week.
I'll say it in the stand up.
Hey,
is it my set?
Guess, wait.
Alfred, you have.
Don't do that and point to your dick for first.
Hey.
9 inches.
Guess, fool.
10 inches.
Yeah.
11.
Well, I don't know. You're talking about if you're hard or what?
11?
Alfred, you have to be on your phone for your job.
He does, working, bro.
So you have 13 hours.
13?
14.
14. 11. 11.
Bro. I'll give you 10.
10?
15.
15.
What does it say?
4 hours.
4 hours.
Wow.
Damn.
Give it up for Alfred.
Hey, you think that's a generation?
And you're used to this though, huh?
Hey, this touches grass, man.
You live life.
Do you think that's generation?
He's always he has another phone in his pocket.
That's just 48 hours.
It's 24, 24.
Yeah.
Hey, and there was a guy that told you to touch grass. Huh? Fuck that fool. He's tripping.
Fuck that fool.
Fuck that fool.
You've been
bro.
Cutting that shit, bro.
Hey, so you make it a point to not use your phone during the day.
No, dude, I don't know what's wrong with this, dude. I always use it, dog.
He's always posting.
I'm always posting. I don't know what the fuck happened.
But if you just use it for just posting, that's not a lot of time.
Yeah, he's just working. That's it, and he'll stop.
I've been watching YouTube videos way. Like, but I'm telling you, I just have them on.
Yeah. I used to have Netflix, and I used to have HBO Max and all this shit.
I don't know, bro, because I went on Alfred's live. This one wasn't even paying attention to the live. He's on his other. He's on his other phone, just scrolling.
Hey, I'll be back, guys. Hold on. Fucking 4 fucking hours, dog.
But still, that's 4 hours wasted, huh? When I think about it, that's 8 hours.
That's like below average. I feel. I'm gonna look that up.
No, but Alfred goes live, he shows everything. He was showing his backyard last time.
Yeah,
it's
generational for sure. Like, I feel like you probably just don't feel the need to try to have to use it. Like, for me, I feel left out if I'm not on the next shit.
I feel like I'm on it for the longest time.
It says the average American spends 7 hours and 4 minutes.
I'm not American.
I'm not average.
I'm Mexican American.
Hey, it doesn't count if you don't get signal, right?
You're American if you say cookies, fool. I'm gonna keep it a stack.
Hey, I like soda and bags. I'm just saying. I like soda and bags.
Hey. Honestly, bro, there's more Sasson in Washington, bro. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah.
I just came back from Washington. We're fucking racist motherfuckers, bro. Yeah. This is what happened. I was in Tacoma, Washington, and
Tacoma, Washington.
Damn.
So
that's good crunch right there.
It's like an hour from Seattle.
Yeah.
So we went to this fucking pub. We're wasting time. And I ordered a burger.
And it's not on your phone though.
I tell this lady this. I'm gonna tell you guys how I ordered, and you guys let me know what you guys will do. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey man, I want a hamburger, but can you make it a lettuce wrap burger?
Okay. Well, you called me a man and I was a lady, so I would be offended.
No wait. Lettuce wrap. I want a lettuce wrap hamburger. What are you gonna bring out?
I'm gonna bring you what's that shit called
protein style, right?
Yeah. Right. We all could agree.
Yeah.
She says okay. So I'm waiting, bro. This bitch, bro. She says, oh, I couldn't make a lettuce wrap, but she brought me this. She made it into a burrito. Way.
Oh, damn.
She brought me a fucking burrito or tortilla de harina, way, and it had the fucking, the hamburger meat, the cheese, and the fucking lettuce, and the tomato.
Yeah.
See,
she chopped it up.
She chopped it up on the fucking burrito.
I know why. It was a keto tortilla, bro.
I know why.
Nah, bro, you might as well fucking chew it up and spit it in my mouth at that point.
Like a baby bird?
Yeah, I know why, too, because I'm Mexican, fool.
No, I know why she confused, because there's things that are called wraps. Which is
but I said lettuce wrap.
So maybe she meant, she thought a wrap with the lettuce inside. Way.
What if she started like, what if she brought lettuce on and started rapping to you?
Yeah.
Looky, what else do you expect?
There's a lot of lettuce wraps in the world.
Looky, what else do you expect?
It wouldn't make that much money on Spotify.
Yeah.
What else would you expect though from like Tacoma, Washington, bro? Yeah. I'm just going to keep it a buck.
She said a wrap. Oh, Twilight. You want a fucking wrap.
Bro, she said we brought you a burrito, fool. She said burrito. It's like, I felt like she said, oh, the fucking cook looked out and said, oh, yeah, I think you want a burrito, fool.
Yeah. Hey, is it like that with like drinks too? Like cocktails and shit? Like a
modelo?
You want a fucking a vodka and they say, hey, Brand, the way you look, you should drink tequila. Like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, fool. You ask for some great. Yeah. You ask for, for example, we always ask for like an Irish trash can and shit.
I don't even know what that is, dog.
It's vodka and
it's an adioso with a Red Bull.
When you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, just ask for an Irish trash can.
Yeah,
you can thank us later.
That shit'll have your heart.
Let's go right now.
And then slow as fuck after that.
You can't.
Oh, yeah, you should be thumping.
Yeah.
And how many do you take? A couple or just one?
It's a drink.
I would say two.
Two?
Yeah.
Two, you get a good
bowl. I used to drink a Galvatron back in the days, dog. That was my shit. Galvatron is a...
Way.
Bro, yeah. No, hold the fuck up. A Galvatron is a shot with Bacardi 151, Maker's Mark, and tequila.
God damn.
Omas, algo?
Soy hombre, way.
No wonder, hey, no wonder this fool was saying cookies, dog. This fool was fucked up. You been fucked up for a long ass time.
It was cookies. He was Galvatron.
You used to say it right, dog.
You dipped your cookies in the garbage. Hey, you're wildin', bro.
What's your drink that you get when you do stand-up? Like, what do you order?
I'll drink like vodka sodas and shots. I do tequila shots too, eh?
Yeah.
You ever fucked up on stage though? Like,
you should be having an Incredible Hulk.
Nah, right?
No, you've never been fucked up.
Maybe back in the days when I used to do like bars, but when you do like clubs and shit like that, you gotta be professional.
Hey, you be down in them when the fans send you one up there or not?
Two weeks ago I was in Bakersfield, mm-hmm. and when I walked up on stage, there was these two vatos that were fans, and they're all like, hey man, I bought you a shot. And I was like, fuck, bro, okay, I'll take one. And this fool bought two. He goes, no, I want to buy you two. And I go, nah, fucker, you take the other one, bro.
Yeah.
He was like, no, I'm not gonna drink fucking just one shot. You bought me a shot, we're gonna fucking drink one together. And he was all right, so man, compro una, and I took it. Then he comes back 10 minutes later with another one. I go, nah, that's it, fool. I still gotta perform, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking come on. I go, nah, I'll give it to someone else, bro. He said, wait. At the end of the night, I had this fool kick the fuck out, bro.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he got fucked up. Got fucked up. Damn. He kept yelling. He kept fucking trying to send me shots. And I go, hey, bro, this is like the fifth time I fucking talked to you already. Yeah, cállate, güey, you know? Uh-huh. And he was okay. But he was fucked up. And he got more fucked up. And he kept fucking fucking up the show. And
So you're very, you're helping everybody out like that. But I thought you were going to give like a sign like, hey, it's security.
He fucking, he kept fucking, like, I had to stop him like six times, wait.
Yeah, and that's too much.
And he was
that's
a fan
much,
of yours directly?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And this fool still, after they kicked him out, he went to a bar and he tagged me, bro. This fool was at the bar and he had two shots right there. He goes, I got kicked out by Alpha Rivers, but I'm still getting fucked up. This motherfucker, dog.
So, okay, so with that story, tells me he's probably not a fan. He's just probably an alcoholic.
Nah, you could tell because he was reciting a couple of my jokes. Like, he knew, but I feel like a lot of people feel like, now because of social media, también, way they feel like, oh, these fools talk to us and they put up videos. They just give them shots and fucking shit like
There's
that,
a lot of fools doing crowd work, so they think that every show is just crowd work.
It's like, oh, I know you.
But see, alguien te dice like a couple of times, hey, fool, relax, way, you know, like they should get the hint.
When we went to go see fucking Ken Flores, he got like six drinks from somebody, dude.
And he drank them?
Yeah, all of them.
I forgot the tambo.
Fondo. He was like, bro, six?
But there were shots or no?
It was like mixed drinks, but they're fucking strong.
They were sending
like
them
whiskey and shit.
But he kept saying like, hey, motherfucker, I'm gonna get in trouble like if I keep drinking this shit. He's like, I gotta, cause like he was saying he started getting pistoled, so he started talking a little bit from behind the scenes like, now they hired me to do a show for a certain time. I can't just stand up here and not just drink with you guys.
Yeah, he is like,
I can't stop sending me shit because I really will just get fucked up up here and like, then I get fucked. He's like, because they're paying me to do something.
And then you feel kind of like you're like caught in the middle, bro, because you always want to please your fans too. But you're still a professional, dog.
Yeah, you know?
We still want to make the rest of the crowd laugh.
Because
like maybe the fool that's fucked up is having a great time, but that motherfucker is having a great time whether you're up there or not.
So this is what you do, bro. This is what I did. You get the fans on your side. So then you fucking say, hey, man, clap if you think this was fucking up the show. Hey, clap if this fool should fucking get kicked out.
Hey, he does that shit while I'm on stage. Hey, glad he wants this fool to get the fuck out of the Ontario Improv, dog.
So sometimes you just gotta give. It's weird, bro. It's just like anything, dog. I feel like now, like a lot of people putting more clips up, and let's just say you say the same shit from the clip, they're gonna be like, "Oh, I heard this already, bro."
Yeah.
Or else, if you don't say, they're gonna be like, "Hey, man,
can you
say the?" Yeah. You know, so no one's ever fucking happy, fool. Right.
But it's like, okay, you go hear an artist. Do you not want him to like play the songs that you like or what? It's the same shit, right?
No, you want them to play fucking shit.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So like, but comedians, but for them, it's not like that way.
Yeah, because I've heard even Fluffy say that, like, they still want him to do the fucking donut joke. Fluffy hasn't done that shit in like 15 years.
The greatest hits.
It's great to see that shit, though.
Yeah, but it's like a comedian. I don't know. Like, you want new material. Go see a show, I want to see new material.
I like to see new material, but also, like, I want to hear, like, what brought me to you.
I want to hear, like, half and half.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Like my seat.
I think I heard some comedians say like that they now it's like they promote the tour as the greatest hits. Right? I think I heard some shit like that where it's like they're like, so I'm not going out with new material. Like, so they can tell the fans that want new material, stay the fuck home because I'm not doing that.
Right,
I'm going with just doing the classics. I'm doing the hits.
I don't get that, bro. I don't like the classics. Like,
I don't know. If I was a fan, I'd be like, man, if I just saw you a year ago and you're going to say the same shit.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
Yeah, I heard some shit about that. I was like, I felt the same way because I like hearing the material. Yeah,
at least half or a little bit less than half that way, you know?
But for somebody like us that's or like people that are starting, you're able to like use that for every.
Johnny already has classics.
You haven't even started with it.
I know.
What do you mean like us?
Well, Johnny it's like his first time.
His first classic is sick.
Yeah. So for like people that are starting off, like they're like, what would you say that they should do? Like if they have jokes, they can use them out of the ones, right? Because nobody's heard them, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be new to somebody.
What's
if you haven't said those jokes before? So new.
What's some advice you could give to somebody that's like starting up and shit? Like
you,
as somebody who's like vetted, not like you know, like if you give advice from like when you first came out, I mean, it's like kind of okay.
Yeah.
But now that you're vetted and you've been doing it for so many years, like yeah,
to somebody new,
like to Johnny, that these fools are about to start.
I'll tell these fools when you're on stage, relax. And a lot of fools like they want to speed up and go faster.
Okay,
don't fucking just talk normal, bro. The way you say, I want to go up and talk like if I'm talking to the homies.
Yeah,
that's the best way to do it, dog. Mm-hmm. And it's easier than what you think it is, dog.
I know. I guess I just feel like it's like. It's not like the pod. You're able to cut shit out and say, hey, you know what, like cut this.
Yeah, and then it's not. You're right. It's not like the pod because in the pod, like if one of the episodes kind of sucks, you can blame it on
Alfred.
Yeah. You know,
who drove for nothing.
You can blame it on these fools. Right. But when you're on stage, you're alone, bro.
Yeah, and it's quiet because I've been to like your show and everything. It's like it's quiet as fuck, and I'm like. Fuck, like he needs to like do the punchline or it's just dead.
No, quiet is good.
Listening.
Yeah, quiet is good. That means they're listening.
It's better than boo, that's for sure. That,
people are scared. A lot of comedians are scared of quietness, bro. Yeah. But that means they're listening.
And it's tough because it's midweek too. So yeah. Because I'm doing the midweek shit. So it's like, I've heard that it's sometimes better on weekends because they're drinking.
Everybody drinks.
If you're fucking,
I think you just have a problem.
You never drink on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
But it was Christmas. Like
Johnny gets up.
It wasn't just Tuesday.
Johnny gets up and does his 8 minute set, and everybody's quiet for all 8 minutes. He's like, I fucking killed it, bro.
Johnny's already looking for excuses.
Quiet is good,
because I've heard that like. On weekdays, like they're tired from work or whatever, so maybe they don't bring the same energy compared to like a Friday show and share something, you know.
And that's why you gotta bring.
But people work weekends away.
Yeah,
true too. You ever gone to the mall, Johnny?
And you're like, why the fuck is so many people here? It's a Tuesday. It's because there's a bunch of people who just don't work that day.
It's not like the old school days where all that shit changed, fool. You know.
What if my crowd? What if my material doesn't match your crowd?
What do you mean? Like, funny way.
You think so?
Yeah, it's fun. Funny is funny no matter what, dog.
Yeah.
All right. To anybody, that's dog. True. If you're funny, you're gonna be funny to everybody, dog. Right now, you fools are overthinking shit. Okay. Don't overthink shit. It's gonna be easier than what you think it is, dog.
You think they got a leg up though? Because, before they even start, you know, they haven't.
They have a leg up because they're doing the improv, and at the improv, they're paying to get in, so they're not gonna pay, and they're not gonna. You're not gonna go and pay and not want to laugh.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not an open mic. It's not a bar show. You go to bar shows. When I started, we used to do a lot of bar shows, and it was a bar that happened to have a show. These fools didn't fucking know. These fools were just fucking, just go have some drink. Oh, shit. Somebody's up on stage telling jokes, you know?
Cuba, let's see. Fucking clown. Did you play this walkout music and shit?
That's because there's a comedian. Hey, that's because there was a clown. That's it.
Yeah, wait. So you guys are gonna do good, bro. You guys are gonna do good, and make sure you guys fucking come out and support us, man.
Yes, sir. August 30th. I think that's a fucking great note to end it on. Like said, we've been promoting this shit the whole fucking podcast. August 30th. If you guys live around the IE area, even if you guys live in LA, if you guys want to do the commute from Vegas,
even if you live anywhere, come.
Hey, if you're from Tacoma, Washington, come down. Come pull the fuck up.
Pull the fuck up. We're all gonna be there. Everybody in here today is gonna be there.
If you guys need the link,
everyone's gonna be.
The link's gonna be in the description. Also, if you guys. For whatever reason, if you don't see it there, and it will though, or it'll be on our Instagram as well. It'll be Alfred will be promoting as well. We're all going to be promoting it.
Alfred, are you staying back to say what's up to the people too?
We're going to be out fucking partying, drinking. Bring that shit, dog. Sneak them out the
fucking. I think I'm about to take Thursday off.
I'm calling off work twice.
You think if I pull up with it before, like, will they take it away? Do I have to sneak it?
No, sneak it in, fool.
Hey, Lalo,
it's like the movie theater.
When this drops, it's tonight, no?
No. It's the 30th. It's the day before. No, it's the next following.
It's the next week. It's the next Wednesday. We're gonna we recorded another one for the next week.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that being said, I want to shout out my homie for pulling up, for giving us 2 hours of his time. We know he has two shows tonight.
He's gonna.
So go ahead, bro. If you want to plug yourself or size the show,
man, just hit me up on social media. I'm Alfred Robles on everything, man, and just continue fucking just following me, and love you guys, and peace out.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And thank you, fools, bro. It's always fun here, bro. Time always flies, though.
Hell yeah.
Bro. You make it easy, bro. I'm be real.
Yeah.
Oh, you wear.
You know who you're sitting next to right now? But shout out my family, my friends. Shout out my girl. Shout out to everybody that's going to show up for us on August 30th. We really appreciate it. Yeah. And, you know, if it's good, then fuck, you might see us more often. If it's bad, we agreed that we're going to kill ourselves. So, with that being said, thank you guys. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, turn on notifications so you can see whenever we upload anything new. And with that, I'm going to pass it to Johnny with his shout outs.
I appreciate it. Like, everyone that has been tuning in, thank you so much for supporting not only the podcast, but also the merch and Beto's vlog as well. And the homie Alfred Robles here. And I appreciate everybody that have already bought tickets to the show. I had a bunch of people tell me that they're going to see us there. So I appreciate you coming to watch me bomb. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
And I appreciate everybody that tuned into my YouTube, Jeff Field. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Keep tuning in. Amen.
Shout out Alfred. He's flexing his quads right now for the camera.
He's always leg day.
Bro.
That's why he doesn't have screen time, bro.
That's why I wear short socks.
Look at that, that's his legs nation.
Mm.
Gracias.
Shout out my girlfriend. Shout out you guys.
Gonna
get in trouble and shit.
That's it.
That's it. Oh, for sure. What about your fucking channel?
What about your YouTube? Oh, yeah. Follow my YouTube channel, Brianna and Beto. We're at 203 subscribers. Get us to 500.
Ooh, let's go.
That's the goal. That's the goal right now. Follow me on TikTok. I'm trying to post more on TikTok.
Hell yeah, bro.
At Beto19V. And yeah, that's it.
Sure. On my end as well, shout out to my lady, the love of my life, the one that keeps me going.
Yep.
Damn. Romantic, huh?
Shout out to my ex who got rid of the hurricane.
The one that got away.
Shout out the one that got away.
The hurricane.
This hurricane took me out, baby. But I'll see you in the afterlife.
No, we'll be reunited soon.
I just want to give a really heartfelt fucking thank you to the. I feel like we just haven't got a chance to because we've been having guests and we just kind of been like in the motion. But now it's all done and settled. Everybody who fucking bought merch, it was fucking insane. We over exceeded our expectations. Mm-hmm. We're fucking probably the richest people in this room right now.
Hell yeah.
Right now. No, I'm kidding.
Hell yeah.
No, hell no.
By far, yeah.
No, for real, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, because like, damn, you motherfuckers showed out. And I just wasn't really expecting that much love. So yeah. That's it on mine.
Yeah. Contrary to him, I was expecting that. Y'all far let me down because
you guys have a lot of expendable income.
I was like, damn, we're gonna make like 500 million, like 500 orders, and we like didn't even fucking come close. So fuck you guys from my bottom of my heart. Like, you guys let me down.
That's the CEO. Okay.
Not again. No, I'm kidding. But thank you. Update on that is that the order is in. We've already paid for it. We paid for the order to go in. So now they're in production, and then when they come back and. We'll let you guys know. Then we're gonna ship it out from here. So like, the order's in. We're just waiting for the
expect the next year.
So yeah, we're gonna figure that out. Thank you to everybody who listens. Thank you to Offer for pulling up. We did not hit him up again. He said, "Fool, let me go on there and promote." Fool,
nah.
And so we did. You know, like
that's
humble as fuck.
It's him reaching out to us. So that's sick.
Amazing.
Yeah, because I'm tired of begging people to be here. But
damn.
But you
hear that, Fluffy?
Yeah, I'm tired of begging. But yeah, shout out to everybody again. Shout out to all the fucking warehouse workers, the truckers, the landscapers, everybody who keeps bitching like, "Where's our shout outs?" You know,
all the doctors, everybody,
all the fat bitches.
Shout out to all the homies. We're about to go record Maple Alley the draft. So it's gonna be fun right now. Shout out to all the boys. Follow everyone and everything. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my girl. With that, we out. Peace.
Later. Peace. Go buy your tickets.